Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones, I'm Jason Burmes, sitting in on this Friday morning. I'll be with you all 4 hours. We're going to do a little bit of a news blitz in the first hour, take your calls in the second half of the first hour, then we're going to have Bob Chapman on. Hopefully, Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us to talk about this vaccine fiasco. But it's really not much of a fiasco. They've been doing it for years. In fact, I want to blitz through that just really quickly, just give you a little preview. Now, earlier in the week, everybody started talking, well, everybody in the foreign media started talking about how this avian flu vaccine had been contaminated with two types of avian flu, one which readily affects human beings, and then another type of flu. And, you know, they said it was accidental. It came out of a company named Baxter in Austria, which has U.S. military ties. I believe it was started by an ex-Marine. And come on, it's anything but accidental. You look at the history of what has been put into these vaccinations. For instance, just in July of 2008, this is out of the Telegraph, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. So here we go with the with more bird flu vaccine. The medical staff from the northern town of Grudziądz are being investigated over medical trials on as many as 350 homeless and poor people last year, which prosecutors say involved an untried vaccine to the highly contagious virus. You see, bird flu is being introduced into the human populace by these eugenicists. Okay? It's just like back in the 50s and 60s, in the polio vaccines, they got caught putting SV40. And of course, it's always accidental and it's always a contamination. It's never on purpose. Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, SV40, by the way, is what is known as simian virus 40 and causes cancer. It's a cancer cause. When Alex Jones tells you they're putting cancer-causing viruses in the vaccines, they are. They've been caught doing it. It's unbelievable. In the third hour, we're also going to have Susan Lynn on to talk about state sovereignty rights. She's a representative out of Tennessee and has put in House Joint Resolution 108. And actually, on my little show, The Info Warrior, that just started this week, I'm on 9 to midnight Central. We had someone call in from New Hampshire where the bill was defeated over there, their sovereignty bill, by only about 70 votes. I think it was like 220-something to 150-something. And that tells me we definitely have hope in not only raising awareness, but maybe passing a couple of these sovereignty bills and getting a couple of W's, because we desperately, desperately need some wins. Also going to touch on a little Barack Obama news. Barack Obama and his Obamanomics. Obamanomics, by the way, we'll be going over with Bob Chapman. It basically means the destruction and gutting of the country's economy. 651,000 jobs lost in February. We are now at a 25-year low. And I think the only company out there, at least the headlines over at MSNBC, Walmart reports strong rise in sales. Isn't that great? You know, while the rest of the country goes downtown to Chinatown and to Broke Village and, you know, poverty without a home and I can't afford my car insurance, Walmart's doing okay. Of course they are. They've consolidated these super mega stores where you can get everything at the dirt cheapest prices because they use Chinese slave labor. But we don't care because now they're selling the iPhone. That's right. Go get your iPhone at Walmart now. Folks, run there quickly. Anyway, Obama, The Sun is reporting this one. Obama's going to privately meet with the Queen. Isn't that wonderful? The Queen. But she, you know, the royal family doesn't really have any power. They only have a ton of infrastructure and real wealth. They only control the media around the world. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex Jones. And I want to remind everybody I have a new show, and I want to thank all the affiliates that are picking us up. And all those who would like to pick us up, you can get at us at affiliates@GCNlive.com. Now, we're talking vaccinations, and we're talking about this latest, you know, H5N1 and H5N2, as well as H3N2 contaminated strain of the bird flu vaccine. And this actually broke in the Canadian press last week on the 27th of February. It came to light a couple days ago on my show. Alex called in, and we've been doing stories about it ever since because it is so important. And then last night I had a caller call in and say, well, who blew the whistle on this? And here's the answer. When the basically this was sent to subcontractors in the Czech Republic, Slovenia, and Germany, the contamination incident, which is being investigated by four European countries, came to light when the subcontractor in the Czech Republic inoculated ferrets with the product and they died. Ferrets shouldn't die from exposure to human H3N2 flu viruses. So, you know, right away they said what they thought. It was a live virus. And it was more than a serious error. So that's where this broke out again. Total blackout in the U.S. media. Now, again, this isn't the first time this happened. Okay, Bayer got caught putting factor 8, which caused hepatitis and HIV. I mean, they knew it was in there, and they distributed it to the populace. Here's a mainstream MSNBC clip. Jaron, are we ready to play this? All right, let's throw this up there. This is Scarborough country, admitting, oh, yeah, oh, we gave HIV to all these people. No biggie.
Mike, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being on tonight.
Thanks for the invitation, Joe.
Okay, let's talk about the rat of the week. Why is Bayer Corporation the rat of the week?
Internal documents show that after this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus, they took the product off the market in the U.S. and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called Factor VIII. It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophiliacs, mostly children. Children had been born with an incurable
disease.
Hold on, Mike.
So hold on. So you're telling me that Bayer knew that this drug was infected with the AIDS virus.
Stop the clip really quick. Stop the clip, Jerry. All right, let's stop it right here. Now, notice they say that it was in the United States first. See, they knew before that. He said, absolutely knew after they found it was contaminated. No, they absolutely knew when they put it into the United States, okay? They had to infect some people here so that they could fear-monger. Man, doesn't anybody remember, at least me, when I was growing up, what was his name, Ryan White? The young kid that had AIDS, right? Was it Ryan White? I mean, this kid was all over. I mean, I feel bad for the kid. Again, this was a hemophiliac kid that took this Factor VIII, got it from a blood transfusion. No, he probably got it from this medication, you know, or one of these blood transfusions with the tainted blood, which was totally and completely on purpose to get this into the populace. And boy, did they play on heartstrings, and people were scared to drink out of water fountains. I mean, there was serious hype around AIDS in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. Serious hype. It was all over the place. Now they're trying to tell you, well, they didn't know when they put it in the U.S. Nonsense. Johnny nonsense. That's what that is. And then to understand how maniacal and sociopathic and psychopathic these people are, they said, you know what? We might get caught soon in the United States. Let's just take the rest of it and pawn it off to Europe. All right, keep playing the clip, Jaron.
Bug was infected with the AIDS virus. They yanked it from the market in America, and then they dumped it in markets overseas.
They had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product that they could not sell in America. So they made a huge profit. They dropped the product in Japan, Spain, and France. By the way, Joe, government officials in France.
This is almost like a light spin because they're saying, oh, well, they needed to make a profit on it. Well, not only are they going to make a profit on that drug, they're going to make a profit on all the people they just infected with AIDS when they sell them the AZT that's going to kill them. And then the elite of the elite, not even, I wouldn't even say the elite, the people that have a bank account and are smart enough to look into what this really is and how to combat it. People like Magic Johnson, who got on the cocktails of drugs over a decade ago. I remember back in the day, cover of Time Magazine, look it up yourself, folks, Dr. David Ho. He was on the cover of Time Magazine talking about, it wasn't really a cure for AIDS, it was a way to live with HIV, and you had to take this cocktail of drugs every 6 hours or so. People would have to wake up in the middle of the night, they were these horse pills. It's gotten smaller, but the rich people still have it. You know what they give the poor people? AZT, go die. Okay? It's a drug that not only attacks the quote-unquote virus, it attacks your immune system. All right, so not only, again, they spin it. Oh, well, they needed to make a profit. And like that's not horrific enough. No, they need to infect all these people so that they could create another industry of fear to sell more of their drugs and cull the population. All right, keep playing it.
That allowed that to happen actually had to go to prison for it. In America, not one corporate executive for this company has been indicted or even criminally investigated by our Justice Department.
Why not? What, you're telling me people that dumped this AIDS-tainted blood in foreign countries,
yes,
who killed children, have not been taken to task in the United States?
It's worse than that. The U.S. government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed this to happen. And now the
government
is completely...
Stop it right there. Allowed it to happen. They helped. They helped facilitate it, folks. Listen, it is not a mistake when, you know, all these people out in Africa have all these diseases and then, oh, we're gonna inoculate you for malaria. Oh, by the way, we're also going to make it so you can't have children. We're going to sterilize you. Oh, that wasn't part of the plan? Too bad. And then we're going to spread the AIDS around the children in America. And then we're going to do the same in Europe and Japan so we can fearmonger there as well. The FDA allowed it to happen. Everybody should have been screaming bloody murder. People should be screaming bloody murder today. In fact, you know, everybody out there listening, People need to get these mainline articles, especially out of the Canadian Free Press and others, the ones that are translated into English. And you need to you need to bombard the mainline talk shows today about this. And you need to email and call your local representatives. We do not need another outbreak. I mean, don't you understand that Obama has stock in Tamiflu? The stuff they're probably going to say, here you go, yeah, this is going to be great. Anybody who takes Tamiflu, so they're not going to get the flu, you need to rethink your priorities. I mean, it's a hypochondriac culture, I guess, but think about what they're putting inside of it. And then we did a story earlier in the week that there's a new mutated flu virus. 98.5% of the time, it's immune to this Tamiflu, so you're taking it for absolutely nothing. All right, go back to the clip of, you know, Bear knowingly giving a bunch of children and, you know, people AIDS.
This to happen, and now the government is completely looking the other way. Thousands of innocent hemophiliacs have died from the AIDS virus, and not only they're dying, their family members are dying because they're becoming infected with the disease. This company knew absolutely that they had a problem with the product. They knew that it was infected with AIDS. They dumped it because they wanted to turn this disaster into a profit.
Mike, I want to read to you what Bayer told the New York Times about this scandal. They said Bayer behaved responsibly, ethically, and humanely. Decisions made nearly two decades ago were based on the best scientific information of the time and
humanely?
Were consistent with the regulations.
Humanely? Killing children is humane. Oh, let's, you know what, let's just line them up and instead of mowing them down, you know, the humane thing to do is to make them suffer in a hospital bed for years. That's what's humane. Oh, the good people at Bayer. Oh, it warms my heart. And not one person goes to jail for this. That's because it's funded by the eugenicists at the top. They like this. There's a great quote out there. Somebody confronted George H.W. Bush about population control and said, you know, if we don't do something, we're going to overpopulate the planet. And he's like, oh, don't you worry about it. We're well aware of it. You know, he can't come out and say, oh, don't worry, we're murdering a bunch of kids with these bioweapons that we're creating. But then when somebody like, you know, Reverend Wright, who's in the public eye, talks about, you know, AIDS being engineered and it being a bioweapon, he's a loony toony. He's a loony toony. Even though he's like the right-hand guy of the current president for years and years and years, does public appearances with him. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable, folks. I feel like we're ready to swallow anything. And the last thing we should be swallowing is medication from these companies. Pills like Paxil and, you know, I had somebody on earlier. He said he was put on, what was it? It was Paxil, right? It was, yeah, he's been on Paxil now since the late 80s or early 90s. And he says he can't get off it. He says it's the worst thing ever. He said, you know, I don't want to be on these drugs. I've tried to get off them. He's like, when I try to get off this drug, he's like, I don't know how to explain it to you other than it is like an electrical current going through my body and it's just so much pain and I don't know how to kick this stuff. Guys, the drugs that the companies are giving you are a lot worse than the marijuana that they're ticketing your kid for or demonizing on television. Let's finish this clip up. We got another minute of it.
Like a lot of legal mumbo jumbo. Now you say you have internal documents that show that they knew that this drug they were dumping was tainted with the AIDS drug? The AIDS virus?
The documents show that there was no question that this company absolutely understood the risk, that they knew that it was contaminated. It wasn't a possibility. They knew it was contaminated. Americans were dying from the product before it was pulled off the market. The only reason it was pulled off the market is because lawyers found the documents and showed it to the government, and finally the government said you can't sell it here, but then the government allowed them to dump it in Spain, France, and Japan.
That's amazing. That's just amazing. Well, I want to read to you what the New York Times said, and this is an investigation that they also did, and they said the federal government was part of the problem. While the Food and Drug Administration told the company not to ship the drugs overseas, the man responsible for the drug supply, quote, ask that the issue be quietly solved without alerting the Congress, medical community.
Let's quietly solve it. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Folks, we are back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. And just to wrap it up on these horrific bioweapons that they put in the vaccinations, that they put in the drugs, that they put in the blood, you know, this avian bird flu thing is just, you know, the next level. You know, Alex seems to think that they might do a bio attack, and that might be the way to do it, but we're talking about HIV and AIDS, and those that they couldn't infect, well, why not just give them a false positive test? This is out of the New York Post, June 22nd, 2008. Hundreds of people were incorrectly told they had tested positive for HIV at New York City STD clinics this winter. Almost half Let me say it again. Almost half the results given by the clinics were false positives, the Department of Health confirmed. From November to April, again, November to April, very short period of time, 213 people tested positive after taking a rapid mouth swab HIV test. A second test revealed they did not have the virus. The city would not explain why a false positive mounted. It continued to administer the tests. Can you imagine that? You think you got a death sentence? Most people amount it to a death sentence. And, oops, sorry, wrong. Sorry. And, you know, they did this, they've done this a lot longer than just 2008. They've been doing it for 20 plus years. So a lot of those people that test positive and get on those drugs, yeah, they weren't going to die. You know, I remember the fear-mongering as a kid. And, I mean, they made it seem like if you had unprotected sex once with somebody you didn't know, AIDS. You'd see, like, the jock, he had everything going. Oh, yeah, I'm about to graduate. I got a full scholarship. I'm the quarterback. And, you know, he's off at a party. And he does some bad things. There's always some bad things, you know, with some teenage, underage drinking. And he's smoking the devil's lettuce. And then before you know it, he's in the sack with some floozy. And he wakes up, oh, what did I do? Oh, dude, duh, 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 duh. And then a couple weeks later, it's like, you know, health week at school, and it's a fun thing. We're all going to get tested for this and that. And they pull him into the office, and they're like, Joey, we've got some bad news for you. You've got AIDS. Joey's like, no, it's just one time. Just once. So, you know, the fear-mongering never ends. And again, live types of bird flu, two separate types of bird flu virus in the vaccines, as well as another flu virus. This is like a multifaceted attack, and it's an attack, folks. It's unbelievable. All right, I'm going to start taking your calls. I promise I'd take some calls. Let's go to Joey. Joey, are you there?
Hi, Jason.
How are you, sir?
Well, good and actually not too good. Mm-hmm. I got three subjects that I wanted to discuss with you. September 11th, the mm-hmm. Child Protective Services here in Connecticut, and then chemtrails.
All right, well, okay. Shoot me with the September 11th.
Okay, what I'd like to know here is anybody ever calculated the amount of mass that was contained, say, in those two buildings?
Oh, yeah. Listen, in Loose Change Final Cut, Gordon Brown not only has done an extensive paper, but we do like there's a whole 25-minute segment on the controlled demolition and the mass and just the impossible physics of it all. And Gordon Brown, of course, is an engineer. He has an engineering degree, and he's written several papers on the matter as well.
Right.
And not Gordon Brown. What's his name? I'm sorry. Well, I can't remember what his name. Gordon Brown is. I've been talking about Gordon Brown from the UK all over the place, but it's Gordon something. I if I had my DVD in front of me, God, I'm having a senior moment at not even 30. Continue.
All right, yeah, because I was thinking, like, if you put one building on top of the other, totaling for 220 stories, it'd reach about, what, a quarter of a mile up into the sky? And when it fell, yeah. You only had one story high full of rubble? It just doesn't seem to fit.
Oh, absolutely not. Well, again, they gave, I think, four different versions before the final NIST report came out. The first one, of course, is that the steel actually melted and it caused a pancake collapse of one floor on top of the other. Then they had to say, well, that wasn't it. Then they had to say, oh, you know, the towers just couldn't, they didn't actually melt. Basically, they weakened and then it created this domino effect and they just couldn't take it. But again, you look at it, it's at free fall speed. You can see blast points 20 and 40 and 60 floors below. There are multiple accounts of explosions at the basement level prior to the plane hitting the building. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. That, combined with the molten metal that was found on the scene of 1, 2, you know, 5, and 7. And it's a controlled demolition all the way. It's been proven. Joey, we'll come back to you after this. We'll take more callers. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. And before we go back to callers, I want to thank one of our sponsors, Akola Blue. Akola Blue is basically how we get our delicious water here. It is an atmospheric water generator for your home. It stands about three and a half feet tall. It pays for itself within 1 year when you buy your water from a store, which most of us do now since, you know, they're putting fluoride and all sorts of other little goodies in the water. It's pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. That's the cool thing. You don't have to rig it anything. It actually pulls the water out of the air and then it goes through the, process of osmosis and all this other great stuff. It's got the UV light. Antibacterial. You can go to ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com. Or you can call them at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. And this is probably my favorite product that we have in the office. All right, Joey, we were talking about the collapse of the World Trade Center, and the guy's name is Gordon Ross. I don't know how I forgot that. But let's move on to one of your other questions.
Okay. Well, the chemtrails. I'm right here in the Thomaston, Connecticut area. That's like north of Waterbury, big city. And I noticed in the sky yesterday afternoon, loaded with these chemtrails. I mean, crisscrossing the sky all over. And has anybody done sampling?
Oh yeah, oh absolutely. We've actually had the foremost expert. This woman, she's got the only really mainstream. There's one, I think, Discovery Channel hour-long thing kind of on common chemtrails. She doesn't like to call them chemtrails because then she gets put into the realm of conspiracy theory. But she did take samples, and they're heavy in barium and aluminum oxide. And she's been taking samples for years. She got on a local California station. I think it was NBC. We've had her on a couple times. It's always a great reception. We have the chemtrails here the past couple days really bad. I mean, ask my producers. It's pretty unbelievable. They do the crosshatch patterns. Officially, they didn't exist up until a couple years ago. Now, it's being told to the local law enforcement officers that this is some kind of a NASA program to prevent global warming, because we all know that the global warming is going to kill the planet. Joey, I got to move on. I got so many other callers. I thank you for the call. Just type in Alex Jones chemtrails or Jason Burmes chemtrails, because I've interviewed her too. And you will find those interviews. We've had her on for a couple hours. She's a great guest. I think it's Rosalie something or Rosie. All right, let's jump to Robert in San Diego. Robert, what's on your mind?
Jason Burmes, you're doing a fantastic job. You're my favorite stand-in for Alex, and I'm so glad you have your own show now.
Oh, thank you, man.
I want to permanently associate this avian flu so-called accident. Mm-hmm. Let's just ask a question. If they were trying to do that on purpose, could they have done it more perfectly?
Well, you wonder if they could do it more perfectly, because at some point, just like with this, someone's going to figure it out. You know what I mean? I mean, one of the guys, the subcontractors, because again, this is a compartmentalized group. You know, not everybody working in the plant knows that they're about to poison the populace. So this guy in the Czech Republic is running some tests of some samples. He injects a ferret and the ferret dies. Boom. All of a sudden, red lights go off. Now he contacts his superiors. His superiors contact somebody else. And then all of a sudden, it's in the foreign press. Again, the stories came.
Say it was good.
What's that?
Before it got shipped overseas, didn't the FDA already approve it?
I don't even know if the FDA had to approve it, because that's our organization, and this went to Slovenia, the Czech Republic, and Germany. So I'm not even sure. All I know that Baxter is this company out of Austria that I guess was started by this ex-Marine. So
well,
it seems
like Bayer, huh?
Yeah, oh, it's all accidental. Yeah, exactly. Well, when you have two separate types of bird flu virus, one that's mutated, again, H5N1 and H5N2, and then you have a separate flu strain, H3N2, and then you have this long history.
Here's my point.
Yeah.
Here's the point I wanted to get from you. Yeah. Alex brought up about a year ago, he was reading from some dictations of minutes from bankers in London, a meeting they had, mm-hmm. and they were sitting around the room talking about, man, if we could only give wings to death, that death would go out across the whole world and kill everybody in a day. Remember that quote?
I don't.
God, you've got to ask Alex to put it together with the story, because he read it a year ago, I'm sure, and he was reading the minutes of a London banker meeting mm-hmm. where they were talking about how could they kill everybody. And the quote was, how can we give wings to death? And I think this avian flu is their miracle. I mean, mixing that together with the Spanish flu, mm-hmm. and there's some indication they may have had something to do with the Spanish flu, too. I mean, it's
and now crazy. We have this other mutated flu virus that is resistant to, quote-unquote, Tamiflu, and so many people are so mindless. They're like, oh, I'm going to get sick. It's wintertime. Here, prick me. And they have no idea what's in these things. You know, I would say to listeners out there, Google that phrase, email it to rob@infowars.com and aaron@infowars.com, and we'll try to get a story about it. Or maybe have Alex comment on it on the Sunday or Monday program. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to Ted in New York. Ted, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Greetings from your home state of New York. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good. I was calling in to talk on to touch the subject of religion.
Okay.
And obviously, religion at the moment, well, some religions are cowering to the new world order and their plan. Right? Mm-hmm. They're being used as a tool for them right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know that the new world order is evil. They do a lot of bad things. They use people and stuff. So, my question is, what do you think, or when do you think is a breaking point when the new world order is like, all right, we've used you enough, you know, or we've used the organization or the following of religion that religion has to push our new world order through now, you know, through the documents that you and well, I don't know about you, but Alex definitely touched up on it, that mm-hmm. you know, how they want to bring everyone under one religion and stuff.
Sure,
like that.
Sure.
I want to know when you think that's going to come
when
ahead.
When is that going to happen? All right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, on my Info Warrior program all week, we've been dabbling not only in new world order guests but the occult. We've had Mark Dice on, we just had Tex Mars on last night, and then we had the writer and director of The America's Secret Beginnings on. And even with the film Zeitgeist, you know, I was trying to get Peter Joseph on my program for a couple hours. There's a big shout out if we can somehow make that happen tonight. I would love to get him on or on in the future. But it all comes into this new age of Aquarius. You know, they really believe that this new age is coming, this new religion, this new global government. And I don't think religion is really going anywhere. I think it's going to metamorphose into something else. It's just like, all right, we had all these pagan religions back in the day in Babylon. And then that went into the Egyptian religions, the mystery religions. Okay? And then all of a sudden, you know, people are practicing. What do we got here? Oh, it's Rob D. at InfoWars for that. The story before. Sorry, I'm getting my producers in the middle of it. So then it amalgamates into all of a sudden, you know, there's these other world religions that are really popular, not only Christianity, because, you know, before Christianity, they were into paganism. There's all these, like, occultic gods still around. And I think Peter Joseph does a good job of showing, you know, the ram's horn is the symbol at one point, and then it goes into the fish symbolism, you know, is the next one. So I think they do want to bring in a new religion, but they want to control the masses with that religion too. I mean, one of the big things about the occult is that it's hidden knowledge and it's compartmentalization. It's rings within rings. So in other words, all right, you get recruited into Skull and Bones. Yeah, that's great. You're still a youngster. You're still kind of, although you're on the inner ring of the elite, you're not on the super inner ring. You've got to, you know, pay your bones. You got to be able to come into the Bohemian Grove Club, and then there's even rings within that club. You know, there's some interesting information out there. Everybody knows about Moloch and the owl god and how the owl is their logo. Well, they have other little religious symbols throughout the grove, and there's some evidence that this is some type of a nematome. In other words, multiple religions, you know, circles within circles, and less people take part in those rituals as the 2 weeks go on. For instance, you know, the cremation of care is done in front of all 3,000 members, right?
Put it into a time frame, like...
Well, all right, well, they believe somewhere down the line within the next 100 years that this Age of Aquarius is going to happen constellation-wise. You know, they're into astrology. So, you know, some people like to point out 2012 is the day. I don't think that's right. I think that actually Zeitgeist does more of a service by saying that it's probably going to be somewhere in between 2050 and 2100. In order to do so, they have to... First of all, we don't even have consolidated unions yet in the world. You know what I mean? The North American Union's not here yet. The European Union is here. They have the Pan American Union. They're trying to build the Eurasian Union right now. With our invasion in Pakistan and Iraq, that's going to take some time. You know what I'm saying? That's not overnight. So when they get those four unions, then you can see however long it took them to build those unions from, say, you know, their wars of conquest, you can probably double that number, and that's when they'll bring it in. I would say it's probably, they would like to see it. They'd like to see it sooner than later, but I don't think we're going to see their ultimate dream of, hopefully ever, of, you know, a chipped populace, a one-world government, all these unions, no, you know, a control grid with a cashless society. And for all those things to happen, I mean, that's when they can bring in their new world religion, you know, through that. And that's a ways down the line. I don't think it's in the next 20 years, if that's what you're asking. That doesn't mean they're not going to kill a lot of people in the next 20 years, you know what I mean? Or that we won't have a North American Union in the next 20 years. Or that, you know, religion in general... especially Christianity and some of the bigger ones, you know, will be pushed aside and lost by the people. Because we already have that in our generation, wouldn't you agree? I mean, you don't go to church, do you?
Well, you kind of, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Well, yeah.
You're one of the younger guys that does, man.
I've
got to be honest with you. My generation isn't a church-going generation. I mean, I'd be a liar and say, I go to church. I went until I was about 12, you know, all the time. And I haven't been, you know, maybe spot on for... You know, a friend wants me to go, or a wedding, or it's a holiday and the family's going. But I don't see our generation as that religiously involved. So, you know, I think it's incrementalism. I think they're going to continue to break down the family. That's part of the plan. And I think that you'll see, you know, Christianity quietly fade into the night, just like every other religion, unfortunately. You know, I wish I was wrong, but that seems to be their plan. And, you know, as far as the time frame, like I said, it's, I would say, you know, 50 to 100 years is conservative for what they want. Ted, I got to go because I got so many other callers. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a quick question since y'all live in the capital about the future of Texas. You know, we survived George Bush, we survived Rick Perry, but could we survive Kinky Friedman or Kay Bailey Hutchison if they came to power as a governor?
I think so. I think that we would thrive with somebody like Kinky Friedman that wants to give personal liberties back. That would probably, you know, there's all these sovereignty bills out there, including a sovereignty bill for Texas. You know, those bills may not make it. If somebody like, you know, Kinky Friedman got into the governorship, they'd make it because he would be for it. You know what I'm saying? He would be able to. Anybody in that level of power that is pro-Constitution and pro-Bill of Rights, I think is going to be able to rally more people. And I think that things would get done. I think that this state could survive that. I wonder if someone like Kinky Friedman could survive it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Jason. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, man. Good caller. All right. Let's go to another Texan. Let's go to Nolan. Nolan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm all right. That's a lie. I've had about all this I can take.
You mean you don't like AIDS in kids? You know, factor eight for the children? You don't think that's good news? And you don't think that the bird flu vaccine shouldn't contain deadly bird flu viruses that can, you know, not only infect but kill humans? Really? You're sick of it?
I think it's pretty incredible. Whenever you look all the way back, you're taught in school these lies about you live in a country and this is the outline of the country. It follows this set of rules. We love you. And by the way, if you ever get mad, here's how you handle it. You all just kind of get together and carry signs down the street, okay? Anything else is just not thought well of.
Well, they don't even want to let you have that. In fact, you know what? That brings me to just this other story. Out in Colorado, they just built this free speech cage because you can't even do that anymore. You're not allowed to walk down the street with a sign anymore. You're going to get a ticket. You're going to be disturbing the peace. You got to be in a free speech zone, you know. I mean, come on. This is the new America. So they build this little free speech cage on this Colorado campus, right? And then who do they have come speak? Well, they have, you know, their false prophets, you know, the people that they try to portray as the bad boys or like the establishment guys they want us to be associated, like the Ward Churchills that called people who died in the World Trade Center, Little Eichmann's, he's speaking there. And then Bill Ayers, you know, a well-known supporter of terrorism financially. Those are the guys that are speaking there. So they demonize free speech, and we're not even allowed to have that free speech to walk down anymore. Continue.
I called. You ever see those news clips that you only see once?
Sure.
Like, when I was a kid, I saw Billy Carter. A guy walked up to Billy Carter and started asking him a question, and Carter turned and just started answering. And it sounded like, you know, there was actually a brain in there. The dude was spot on, clear-spoken. Then he saw the camera and he turned on the "I'm a dumbass idiot" sign and walked off. And
Billy Beer, man, it's delicious.
Yeah, it was fabulous. The man was a marketer, and he was probably driving Jimmy Carter, you know, because he seemed a lot smarter. But that's not the point. Mm-hmm. The point is, I was watching TV one night and somebody, old Magic Johnson was on. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked him something, and he said, "They gave me the cure." And he disappeared from public view for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That man was gone.
Hey, look at him. Has anyone seen him? The last time I saw him in the public view.
I saw him just a few days ago on a commercial. He looks fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one I was going to say was a commercial with his son selling cars. And he's a little obese. I mean, he looks like he could drop about 50. Yeah, he looks like he could drop about 40 pounds. When was the last time you saw an AIDS patient dying who was 40 pounds overweight? Guess what, folks? It doesn't happen.
He said that out loud in public. He said, "They gave me the cure." Mm-hmm. And it just kind of rolled out. He was excited. It wasn't like he was, "Hey, guess what? They gave me the cure." No, somebody said something to him. He goes, "Man, they gave me the cure."
Yeah,
and then he just flat disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? People need to know if you've got money that AIDS isn't a death sentence. That's for the commoner. You know, that's for the eugenics program in Africa. That's for the eugenics program here at home to try to get rid of undesirables. That's for the fear-mongering campaign to empty your wallets and keep you in a constant state of, oh, my God, I shouldn't go out of my house. I shouldn't do anything. It's unbelievable. It's the mentality of our society, unfortunately. Now, Nolan, I got to let you go. We're going to go to one more caller before the break. Let's go to Rod in Kentucky. Rod, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, what's up today?
You know, just doing a little radio show, 7 hours of radio, doing four on Alex and three later on.
And so you list two things real quick. Mm-hmm. First thing, I've been trying to call in. I work at a local restaurant. I will not say which one because they kind of don't like my attitude there, but you can get a blooming onion there if you want it. So anyway, I'm a two guys come in, I take care of them. At the end of the meal, they give me their credit card to pay for it. I always look at the name or thing. Well, I noticed as I was running the card, the company name was Controlled Demolition Incorporated.
Oh, CDI.
Wow. Check this out. And I, of course, immediately remembered hearing you guys talk about them and loose change and different, online things that you guys talk about. Mm-hmm. So I go back to the table and just, hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And I was like, hey, Controlled Demolition. I was like, I always loved blowing stuff up as a kid, man. You got a job opening? Just joking around. And mm-hmm. they, laughing and talking to me. I said, hey, since I got two experts here, it's something I've always wanted to know. I've seen a lot of things on TV, but I want to ask two experts. What about 9/11, man? I said, come on, for real. I said, take a look at that. And I want you to know, because I had found out through some other conversation that the older gentleman there was the one that designed or decided where the charges go. The young man sitting across the table from me is the one that placed them.
All right, hold it right there because I want to come back to you. We got Rod in Kentucky talking about CDI. Was this the Lizzo family he was talking to? We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Before we go back to our caller and his incredible story, I want to thank yet another sponsor, eFoods Direct. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and the current economy, and the current economy is in the crapper, folks, it is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO food, good, clean, storable, and delicious. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or visit efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. Now, we're on the line with Rod in Kentucky. He says that he was working at a Bloom and Onion facility, and these people were sitting down at dinner, and they had a controlled demolition credit card. So, you know, he asked the obvious question, 9/11, what's the deal? And you said, you know, you looked at the older gentleman. He's the guy who usually sets the charges, and he looked across at the younger gentleman. And CDI, by the way, is a family-owned company. It's run and owned by the Lizzo family. And I can't remember. I think Mark Lizzo is the older gentleman, and his both his sons and daughters are involved. So continue.
So anyway, I'm looking at the young guy, and I was like, man, I said, you know, I said, I looked at the 9/11 video. I said, what do you think? I want an expert, finally. He looks across the table. The older man looks at him like, you know what your dad will look at you like if you're jacking around and messing up? He gives you that glare that you better not do it again.
Uh-huh.
The young man looks at me and says, I didn't even see it, man. I was in Las Vegas that week. I hadn't even seen the video footage.
Oh, he didn't see the video footage that was on every channel for the next, you know, 3 months, like nonstop every time, and then year. I mean, forget about a year. How about the first 5 years? I mean, every time. I mean, they must have showed those towers on the news every night to fearmonger against Al-Qaeda and the war on terror. He never saw the videos?
That was his exact words, and I said, you got to be kidding me. The older gentleman goes, well, it wasn't, he didn't say inside job, but he used another terminology like, well, it wasn't, nobody knew about it, that it was a terrorist. And then he looked back at the boy, and the boy said, I never seen the video. And then they kind of shooed me away, kind of like, yeah, you dumb redneck. You know, country boy, you don't know nothing. Just keep on walking. We're done talking to you now. But that was his exact word. I have never seen the video. I was in Las Vegas that week.
Oh, that it's is almost the craziest story.
Here, let me think of an alibi real quick. You know, if nobody was accusing anybody, I just wanted to know. You know, and that's the thing about it. I had no idea that, you know, maybe the guys were involved, maybe they wasn't. But I was just asking for an expert opinion.
Well, if the older gentleman was a guy with glasses and perhaps a little mustache, that was definitely Mark Lizzo, and, you know, he's denied it several times. He was, you know, the History Channel spokesman for the official version. Great story, Rod. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Since we know about the FEMA camps in the U.S., do you know of any camps of this nature being secretly built in Europe or Asia, or is this basically a systematical destruction of the United States alone?
No. There's plenty of UN. All right, first of all, they put a lot of land masses under United Nations or NATO control. You ever see Alex's oldest documentary, America Destroyed by Design?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, although he doesn't really go into the European factor of it, he shows you how the UN took control of most of our national parks. Now, these are huge land masses where they can, you know, basically build these makeshift camps for people, and they do the same thing in other countries. So they put it under the control of a world government system, and then they'll bring in NATO troops. Because, you know, normally, you know, a European troop isn't going to fire on a European gentleman. Bring them in from South America, they'll fire on them. So they take those land masses and use that. It's the Alex Jones Show. I thank you for the call. We'll have Bob Chapman in the next hour. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. And remember, I also have my own little show, The Info Warrior with Jason Burma, 9 to 12 Central Time over at Infowars.com. And we're going to have a little blog site put up on Monday. We've been working on it all week. And just a good opportunity not only to do a late night show, but to break some news. Alex usually calls in during the nighttime and, you know, give a little bit of a younger perspective on some of this stuff and try to reach out to a bigger audience. We're going to be going to Bob Chapman in the next segment, and we're going to be discussing the economy. You know, gold and silver, they're up today. But the U.S. economy shed 651,000 jobs in February, so the economy overall not doing so good. And, of course, you know, Bob's been on this show in the past few months, years really, just talking about this economic decline, and it seems to be coming quicker than even he predicted. This is out of Reuters. The U.S. unemployment rate hit a 25-year high. A 25-year high of 8.1% last month as employers buckling under the strain of severe recession act 651,000 jobs, government data showed on Friday. If that's what the government data is showing, probably more like 800,000 jobs because they always lowball it, constantly lowballing it. We've got GM saying that they're ready to go under. I mean, folks, it's time to get real. And I believe that a lot of mortgages are going to be now renegotiated under the plan. A few, you know, we reported on this earlier in the week, at least on my show. A few of the smaller banks are smartening up, and they're giving back the quote-unquote TARP money because they don't want all this baggage. Basically, they see what's coming down the line and all the regulations and restrictions that are going to go on. And they're saying, you know what, why don't we just give that cash back? We really didn't need it. See, those are the guys that aren't the criminals at the top, and they realize that they're going to be swallowed up by this system if they take part in it. And that's what this is. This is a big grab. This is a big consolidation of power. And, you know, what company is posting profits? Walmart. Amidst economic crisis, Walmart reports strong sales rise this month. That's right. They actually went up. Well, 650,000 plus lose their jobs. Walmart sales go up yet another 5%. And it makes sense. I mean, when you can't afford anything else but the lowest grade, you know, China slave labor products because you don't have a job, you're on unemployment, you're on social services, you can't pay your mortgage, you're going to turn to Walmart. And that's what they want. They want these superstores where they can use third world labor. And believe me, the third world labor's coming here. They'll make us probably into a second world nation. Don't worry, it won't be so bad. Yeah, right. And that's what they're selling you on. I mean, that's why you have Gordon Brown speaking in front of Congress, and Congress just like, oh, yes, Mr. Brown, yes, a global new deal, yes, a new economy, oh. And this new economy is going to be based on stewardship of the environment. Remember Gordon Brown, member of the World Sustainable Society, calling for a new world order constantly. Of course, Obama's new climate czar is also a member of the World Sustainable Society and all about global governance. And don't worry, Obama's just meeting with the Queen in secret. In fact, let's read this before the break. This is out of the Sun. The Queen is to give Barack Obama a private getting-to-know-you audience next month. Isn't that nice of her? I wonder if she's going to crown him as well. There'll be a little ceremony. King Barack. Her Majesty will meet with the new U.S. President in advance of an economic summit in London. See, that's why we're reading this now, because it's going to decide how the economic summit actually goes, because the royalty are really pulling the strings. The private meeting is highly unusual because Mr. Obama will not be on a state visit. Really? A private visit to the Queen? Odd. But advisors believe it is important the Queen, who opened an interchange in Hull yesterday, meets him before any official trip. We need to do this discreetly.
Says the Queen,
or her rep. And then it goes on about Gordon Brown and his New World Order. Isn't it great? All right, we will be back with Bob Chapman after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, before we get to our guest, I want to thank yet another sponsor, pmemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall about last week? You can test yourself right now. Try to recall what we talked about on the show that week, and that aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then what's the point if you forget what you've learned? I want you guys to check out the School of Phenomenal Memory. Go to their website, pmemory.net. That's pmemory.net. You'll get proven results from the first lesson guaranteed. There are no gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need, such as daily tasks, facts, languages, entire books, etc. It's a proven way to improve your natural memory, attention, and thinking speed dramatically. Go to the School of Phenomenal Memory at pmemory.net. That's pmemory.net. But where can you go for sound financial advice in this time of economic crisis? Well, there is one guy out there. His name is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, and he's been spot on, especially in the last few months, about what was going to happen to the economy and what has happened in the economy. And Bob, I mean, we're seeing GM asking for another $3.5 billion, or they say they're going to go under. They need another bailout. We're seeing the largest loss of jobs in 25 years. They're saying this is it. We, you know, we're at the highest ever, 650,000 more jobs in February. And the only people that seem to be able to turn a profit are Walmart.
Well, that's one of the anointed transnational elitist conglomerates. And that's why they push it.
Yeah, and I see that. I mean, I see Walmart just getting bigger and bigger and bigger as this economic crisis goes further and further.
Well, just as an example, they are now the largest market chain in Mexico. And they only went there in 1990. So in 18 years, they took over number one spot, I think, from Soriana. But it just shows you their method of doing business is very powerful. And so we can expect that to continue as long as nobody else comes in and challenges them. And I would think somebody would. I'm surprised they haven't already. You were talking about unemployment being 8.1%, up from 7.6% in January, and that's the headline numbers. And, of course, as you alluded to, they're bogus, and they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we have a couple of other numbers out there, and there is a thing called U3, and this is the unemployed discouraged since 1990, that's 18 years. This is real long-term unemployment. And there's a lot of people who are in their late 60s who have been out of work for that long. That figure is 20.5%. Now, it's really not a fair figure because I suspect that a lot of those people are working off the books. In other words, they're not even filing. And a lot of them are on agency welfare of one kind or another. So I like to use the U6 figure. That comes from the government. Another lie, of course, but we adjust it. And the U6 that came out yesterday was up from 12.75% to 14.8% in February. So what is the real number? It's 17.8%. So these are the people that have been out of work up to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a real figure. So currently we're looking at just under 18% unemployment. It'll be over 22% by the end of the year. And I have some people argue with me who are pros saying, I think it's going to be higher than that. The following year, we're looking at over 30%, probably around 35% in U6. This is not going to be nice. I don't like getting on the program and having to tell you the truth all the time, because the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be very, very difficult. And that's why, for a number of years, I've been on all these broadcasts and GNC and other networks. I do 20 hours a week, and I keep on telling people the most important thing you can do is getting freeze-dried and dehydrated foods, have a water filter, be able to defend your family, and then worry about getting gold and silver coins or shares, whichever you prefer. But that's the route to take, and if you don't do it, you're going to be in fierce trouble. Because if you have 35% unemployment, that means one-third of all the families in America are going to lose one of their breadwinners. And most people can't make it for 3 or 4 weeks without having a paycheck, without going bankrupt.
Yeah, so, and you're going to see, you know, crime skyrocket. And they're going to be, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, well, what can I do for my family? Especially as they're losing their house, they're living out of their cars, then they can't pay their car insurance. I mean, this is going to be a big, big disaster.
Well, I characterize it this way. You've lost your house, you lost your jobs, you lost your vehicles. and all your possessions are in a couple of shopping carts along with your AK-47s. And you're hoping you can find room under the bridge. And that is not far-fetched. And if all of you who have been listening to me on GCN for the past 11 years know I've been right 98% of the time, and I don't get on here to frighten people. I could find better things to do at 73 years old, like play golf every day, which I'm perfectly capable of doing, but it's a terrible bore if you play that much. So here I am with you, telling you the truth. Please act on it. We're here to help you. That's what we're doing. We want strong, healthy people so they don't succumb during this terrible time that we're facing. Another thing you mentioned was Gordon Brown.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certifiable jerk. He sold off, supposedly, only half of England's gold about 7-8 years ago. That gold, if they had it today and had not sold it, would be worth close to $9 billion more than they sold it for.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they did that was to start the suppression of the gold price, and it was around $275 at the time. And how anybody like him can become Prime Minister of England says volumes about what's going on there. The Queen, who is having this special secret meeting with Mr. Obama, the reason for the meeting is she's giving him instructions. She is at the top of the food chain for the Illuminati. That is the black nobility of Europe, and she represents them. It used to be the Lord, Count de Turnentoxis, but he left us for places unknown about 10 years ago, and had to relinquish upon his death his power as head of the Illuminati in Europe. And she carries that today. So he's going there for instructions.
No doubt about it.
As simple as that.
Well, you know, you mentioned Gordon Brown, and, you know, one of the things that he said that just really turned my stomach before Congress, just the fact that he was before Congress and Biden and Pelosi are behind him, you know, with this worship. He starts saying that, you know, the people that are producing our goods in these third world nations within the next 10 to 20 years, they're going to become consumers. And then we will have the largest middle class in the history of the world. And anything could be further from the truth. What's really happening is there's becoming a further gap between the quote unquote middle class, which is becoming almost non-existent, and the elites, which are taking more and more and more. And what's really going to happen is what was left of the middle class in this country and other parts of the world, the first world and the second world, they're going to become second and third world laborers under this system.
Well, that's why we have taken on contract Robespierre to help us in our endeavors in the future.
Well, you know, Brown has really been the talking piece for Europe. He's called for a new world order, you know, dozens of times. He's talking about this global new deal, which, you know, Tarpley got spot on. In fact, we got to get Tarpley on the show. I mean, Tarpley talked about Obama trying to promote a global new deal, and it got a lot of, you know, press in the alternative meeting, and it seems like they had to introduce that idea through Europe now. But that's where we're headed. And why don't you talk about what do you think this global new deal will be?
Well, I think when they're ready to move, and I think they're getting ready to widen the next world war. That should happen soon, and it won't be quick. They'll have to draw it out at least for 4 or 5 years. So nuclear weapons probably will be used, but not in the early stages. And they want to get as many people killed as possible in order to fulfill their goal of getting rid of 80% of the people on the face of the earth. And but that's the distraction away from the collapse internationally of economics and finance, and people are more concerned about whether they're going to get killed on some battlefield than whether their next meal's coming from or where their next meal's coming from. And so I expect that will, over the next year, come into play. And the minute you see that, you'll know that they're getting closer to killing the hyperinflation, which is probably going to come in a couple of months, last for a couple of years. My guess is in the third year, they'll probably pull the plug, creating world depression while they get world war going on and revolutions going on in half the countries in the world. It's going to be chaos.
Well, it's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
It is Friday, March 6, 2009. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We're with the internationalforecaster.com's very own Bob Chapman. And before we get into what I'm calling Obamanomics, you know, he's the front man. You know, he really, his foreign policy, his domestic policy, his financial policy are all that of the elites. You know, that's why this guy was chosen. He was a state senator up until 2004. They gave him the spot to speak at the Democratic National Convention as the keynote. They are hyping this guy right from then. He gets his actual Senate spot. Remember, he wasn't a, he was a state senator before this, folks, not an actual, you know, two-person per state senator. Gets that job, doesn't even serve a full term. 3 years into it, announces he's going to run for president, and lo and behold, he wins. And Alex has put together just a groundbreaking documentary, really giving tyranny a facelift, if you will, and showing that this guy is a front man, and everything he said in the run-up to the election was nothing more than political rhetoric. So before we go back to Bob Chapman, let's play the Obama deception trailer.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed, and a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include coverage of all essential medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception. On March 15th, the people strike back.
Is going to meet with the Queen so he can get his royal instructions. It's just unbelievable. I'm really hoping that this video goes viral. We're hoping that, you know, you not only download it, burn it to disc, but you get hard copies and make copies. And really, this is going to transcend the left and right paradigm because, you know, Bob, this guy is nothing more than a front man.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, I was on one day probably 6 months ago with Alex. And my old friend Tony Hilder and I were on the program together, and we talked about how we tried to break that paradigm in 1964, 5, and 6, and quite frankly, we were unsuccessful. And finally, with the help of the Internet and, of course, these kinds of radio programs, I think we're starting to make a great deal of progress, and even that showed up in my subscription base, which used to be all very conservative, and now it's half and half. I mean, half the people are liberal, socialist, ex-Marxist, and then the other half is middle of the road and conservative. So people are coming together.
It's all about bringing new people in. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Bob Chapman after this. It's the InternationalForecaster.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
The Alex Jones Show, and I am Jason Verma sitting in, and we have Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com on with us, and we're going to have Ted Anderson come up in about 5 or 6 minutes to discuss gold and silver. But it really seems like, you know, there really is one way monetarily to kind of put money away, save money, get ready for this economic crisis, which we're really already in the middle of, and that's the precious metals market.
Jason, it's not one way. It's the only way.
You know, I would agree. I mean, there's nothing else out there that's going up in value, retaining its value. I mean, gold's up today. You know, silver's retaining its... No matter what silver trades at, you're always going to get $20 an ounce on eBay at least. And, you know, as our currency is exposed as more of a fiat currency and has less and less value, I think you're going to see these not only silver, gold, and also platinum, they're all going to shoot up. They already have. I mean, like you were saying, you know, back when Gordon Brown sold off all that gold, it was at $275 an ounce. Folks, that wasn't even a decade ago. It was 7 or 8 years ago, and we're up to, I think it's trading today at, what, around 940 or so?
Well, I just saw it flash by on the tape, up $15.50.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that is. I'll tell you when it comes by again.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had a correction, normal, and it was about 10% on bullion. And it's already started to turn. I thought it might stop at 930 on the way down. It didn't. My second goal was 900. It tested it twice. It held. It's moved up. Monday will be an important day. If we're unchanged on Monday or higher, the game's on. We'll go right through 1,000. And so, you know, those people who are not in this market with the funds they don't need for their insurance being food, filter, weapons. Beyond that, if you get extra money, you got to be in there as a buyer. Don't wait. Don't try to outthink the market. I was a stockbroker for 28 years. I know all about trying to outthink markets. You are in the biggest bull market in the history of mankind. Don't try to outthink it. Just buy for the long term. Goodness knows where gold's going. It could be 3,000, 6,000, 12,000. We don't know, but it's a lot higher. And as Jason says, even if gold didn't move an inch during the last depression in the 1930s, and this is the second Great Depression we're in, gold doubled during the depression. Homestake mining went from $36 to $636. 60 to 90%, in some instances 100% losses in what people owned, commercial buildings, real estate, equipment and factories, company inventory, you name it, everything gets squashed. And this is five times worse than the 1930s. If you don't have gold and silver coin, you may not be eating. So get with it.
Yeah, and you know, silver especially, I mean, it comes in smaller denominations. It is, you know, small enough where you can travel with it, and then you'll be able to barter in case there is this. Just, I mean, it's already here. There's an economic collapse. Sooner or later, people are going to, I mean, I hope it doesn't get down to the levels where we have barrels of, you know, dollar bills that you can't even get a loaf of bread with, but that could happen. And even if that doesn't happen, like you said, gold and silver not only retain their values, they gain value. And when this is all over, if you're going to want to buy up infrastructure again, if you're going to want to buy a home, it doesn't hurt to have this gold and silver. It only helps you. It only helps you to have something that is guaranteed, folks, to go up in the next 10 years. Think about it. If it was at 250, 275 less than 10 years ago, and I remember even in 2004 and 5 when Jones was selling it, it was around 330 an ounce. It's up to, like I said, it was like 940 when I checked. If it's up 15, it might actually be higher than that today. But it's always around $1,000 an ounce. And it's probably going to surpass that. Like you said, in the Great Depression, it doubled. I could see it tripling in value over this depression.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I'm still trying to get the current price. There it is. 942.70, up 1490 in the April month. Silver, 1334. That's up. I didn't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on our way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what to do. And if you don't do it or can't do it, that's your business.
Well, why don't you tell people how they can subscribe to your newsletter?
Well, they can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. I'll repeat that. The International FORECASTER.com.
And it's so important people do this. I mean, they need to get involved. What else can they call?
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
877-479-8178. That's toll free, 877-479-8178.
And now we're going to bring up Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, of course, a sponsor of the show and the owner of the network. And, you know, Ted has been in the precious metals market for years. And really, right now is the time to buy, Ted, before I think gold shoots up even further. Because, you know, with all these, Obama's going to meet the Queen. There's going to be another economic summit. We have some of the banks out there giving the TARP money back. We have this global New Deal call. There really is no certainty in economics right now other than having precious metals and hard currency.
Jason, are you referring to me here? I'm sorry.
Yes,
about that.
Yes, Ted.
I had to run real quick to get the latest prices and so on and so forth. And I can tell you right now, here's what I did. I came up with Alex, I think it was on Monday and Tuesday. And I said, look, everybody, the market's down. I'm telling you, in my 30 years of experience, buy it at this price. We have way too many economic problems going on financially in the Wall Street, in the financial sector, with all these banks in trouble. I mean, AIG's bailout, all these different things that were going on. We're going to see gold come back up again. Sure enough, here we are. Gold has hit a high today of 945.50. At least that's when I printed it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices have gone up incredibly again. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is, and Bob knows this too, everybody backs off. They get scared. They think, you know, gold is coming down. I don't want to buy it now. And it's just absolute, you know, opposite of what people should do, but they do it this way. So what I did is I picked up a whole bunch of these British sovereigns and francs again, and I'm going to still make them available for the same exact price that I had them for on Monday and Tuesday, even though gold, rather than being at 901 to 906, gold right now is at 945. And, I mean, that's the kind of increase that we've had since Monday. And I got to tell, you know, people really need to take a look seriously. I'm not joking when I say this. You really need to look seriously at your IRAs, your 401ks, if you have annuities, if you're sitting in the stock market. I mean, just about any asset that's out there that's related to the paper currency or has a lot of leverage to it, even real estate is in this position, you're going to see, you know, more problems in that market as well. So currently right now, I'm offering the francs at 220. Francs right now should be priced somewhere around 235. Mm-hmm. I have the British sovereigns currently right now at 200 and 275. They should be closer to 290. I still have the Franklin halves. They're still at the exact same prices I offered them on Monday, and they're currently at 869. I have a small selection of, you know, U.S. Eagles, if you're looking for Maple Leafs, whatever it is, you know, in the gold market. I have little quantities of this and that, but this I know I can fill the orders and I can get them to people quickly. And in this kind of market like we're dealing with today, that is nothing short of a miracle. I'm not kidding you. To be able to deliver gold within a very short period of time to people as they're paying, in the kind of volume that's going on in the marketplace, just the sheer effort that it takes to make sure that the packages are put together and set into the box and secured properly and shipped with the right amount of insurance alone when it comes to thousands of orders is just a task, a monumental task in itself. And I'm telling you, trying to buy the stuff to fill the orders is the biggest part of the job. And people really, and rightfully so, should be getting into the precious metals market. I mean, I've never seen the kind of economic, you know, problems that are coming to head like we have right now. I mean, you know, obviously, Bob, you didn't live through the Depression in the 1930s. You know, my parents did. Maybe you were alive back then. You remember that. I mean, you're probably pretty young if you were. But, you know, the kind of stuff that's going on right now and the solutions that this president is coming up with to solve these problems are just, you know, it's absolutely 180 degrees as to the direction that he should be traveling. And no offense to the Obama supporters, George Bush did the same thing. You know, they're really kowtowing and trying to do whatever they can to support this fiat currency system we have, and we really should just wash it all away altogether and go back to constitutional currency. You know, and I shouldn't even say that, because you know what? Every time that guy opens his mouth, I end up doing a lot more business. He's the best marketing plan I've ever had since I've been in business, this Barack Obama and this this economic bailout stuff. I mean, it's like Christmas time every time he opens up his mouth. And that's just, you know, the only thing I can say that's positive that's coming out of this whole thing is that even mainstream people are waking up and taking a look at why the Federal Reserve System is a bad idea, why fiat currency is a bad idea, why all this Wall Street shenanigans that's going on, is a bad idea. And, you know, perhaps, you know, the people of the United States of America will finally wake up and say, hey, give us back the Constitution and throw these people out.
Well, I hope so too, but you know, it's very, very unlikely, as many people are just followers and they don't want to really know what's going on. Why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you, Ted?
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-686-2237. It's 1-800-686-2237. And once again, I'm doing it for you, folks. I'm telling you, you should have bought when gold was at $900 an ounce. I'm giving you the prices at $900. Now the prices have gone up to $940, and I don't want to hear people complaining about me, you know, selling something for a little bit over spot. I can tell you right now, there isn't a coin out in the marketplace that you can buy that's right at that. When gold is $900, I have to pay more for British sovereigns and francs then, but I can tell you right now, you take that French franc coin at $220 and just do a Google search on it and see what you find. They're not out there for that price.
Yeah, you do have like the best prices out there, and people got to understand, like you said, no matter what gold's trading at, if you want like a 1 ounce gold piece, you're going to pay at least $1,000, sometimes $1,100 on a site like eBay.
Right.
So these prices are incredible.
That's because I locked in at $40 a gold. You know, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, I'm in my 40s now and I've been trading in the gold market for, you know, it's coming up on 30 years. It was 1980 that I started. So I'm just, you know, I'm giving away my age, but I'm not that old yet. You know, Bob thinks I'm a kid, which I am. But I just got to tell you right now, when I see as much trouble as we have in the United States economy, and then I see the gold prices going down like they have been, it's manipulation. It's the government and the central banks trying to create a floor for a fiat paper currency that is becoming worthless. And they can do that, and they can create these little surpluses in the marketplace, and it's all about the futures market, the trading over there, and they suppress the prices down. But I can tell you, when they do that, they're just creating these neat little opportunities for people like you and me to get involved. I guess what I can say is they're making gold affordable for the poor man, and I don't think that that's a bad idea.
No, it's definitely not a bad idea, especially because they plan on taking it all away, because they don't think that enough of the poor people out there, or even the middle class, are going to wise up and invest in precious metals. The website is MidasResources.com, and what's the phone number one more time, Ted?
Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing, Jason, and also Bob Chapman. I mean, it's just simply waking up the people and giving them the information they need. And this should have happened, obviously, back in 1916 or even 1910, 1913. If the people understood economics back then, we wouldn't have unconstitutional fiat currency right now that's just destroying the future for our children. And it just burns me up, and I got to tell you, I just the work that you guys are doing, and Alex Jones is it's thankless in many cases, because people, you know, I don't know why they complain and they fight and kick and scream, and you said this, you did that, you know, I got to tell you, the message that's being delivered should be coming loud and clear, and by now there's been enough proof to prove that this is the direction that this country needs to go. And that's all, you know. So If the United States government isn't going to be smart enough to get back to constitutional money and go on a gold standard, then everybody that's listening to this show should put themselves on a gold standard and only hold cash as they need to.
I agree. Absolutely. And we need to make the move because most people aren't, and most people are going to lose their homes if they haven't already. They're going to lose their automobiles, and they're going to lose their lifestyle. You want to invest in your future. You want to have some kind of, you know, value for when all this economic stuff hopefully goes away. I mean, they're calling for a global new deal and possibly a global currency. Who knows where it's going to go? But gold and silver will retain value. They're really going to gain value, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, Ted.
Yeah, hey, one more thing, though. Sure. I got to say this one more thing. It's $99 to get the International Forecaster newsletter. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to hear excuses out there. People need to subscribe to the International Forecaster for no other reason is just so you're supporting the message. But the main thing is that you need the information. I mean, it's like, I don't know how many pages Bob has in there this time around, but they're like 40 pages of information that you're not going to get that analysis anywhere else. Pick up a copy, pick up a subscription, and then, you know, make a copy for your kids or for your mom and dad. So somebody, you know, there's just so much disinformation that's going on out there. And some of these radio shows, I'm hearing that everything's great again. The stock market's coming back. Forget that. Get the information that you need by picking up that subscription. Anyways, 1-800-686-2237. Thanks for having me up, Jason.
No problem. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. With me is Bob Chapman. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Segment with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. You know, Bob, with the covers of Newsweek saying, you know, we are all socialists now, and a red hand shaking a blue hand, and, you know, Time magazine articles entitled The New World Order, Gordon Brown coming, speaking before Congress, calling for a global New Deal and a global currency. Is this the administration that's going to bring it in? Is this the administration that is really just going to take down the United States of America and create the North American Union in the next 4 years?
Well, maybe. I'd rather think it might take longer because I think there's going to be warfare. I think that the economy probably will collapse into deflation because we're having inflationary depression right now, and we have to graduate into deflationary depression, and that will be arranged for us when the people who created this thing decide that they're ready to have the last stages of collapse. And so that's going to take a while, and then beyond that, they have to put everything back together again in some semblance of order. So I think before they get to try to go where they're going, it may take 6 or 8 or 10 years. And don't forget, all these programs that we're doing, all these newsletters that are going out, we're reaching people all over the world. And they're all having the same problems that we are. The same kind of leadership, control from the high, behind the scenes by the wealthy elitists. And so that you're going to have disruption in almost every government in the world. And so it's not going to be easy. And if these people lose control of government in the United States, their goose is cooked, because we're going to be waiting for them to try them for what they've done. This is treason, what they're doing. And the intention is to put them in jail forever and take their assets and give them back to the people. And that is going to happen. They are going to lose, and we're going to make that happen.
Well, I love your attitude, and I really hope that is the case. Earlier you talked about how, you know, they want to kill 80% of us. I kind of want to get your take in the last couple minutes on this story about Baxter contaminating bird flu vaccines with two separate types of bird flu, one a mutated strain and then a mutated strain of the regular flu virus.
Absolute insanity. It's just madness. How can ostensibly normal people do such a thing unless there's a design to it? To me, there has to be a reason.
It doesn't seem like it's an accident, right? Oh, it's an accident.
It's no accident. There's no such thing as coincidence.
I'm with you.
It's unbelievable. And we run a health column, and we get that kind of thing in there all the time. All of these court cases, this genetically modified food. We have a herbalist who does a column for us as well. Actually, there's two of them. And we cover the waterfront. Everything that you need to know that's important to you is in that letter. Even if you're not an investor, you want the letter because you got to find out what's going on, because you're not going to get it on the evening news.
That is for sure. Why don't you give out the phone number one more time?
The address of the internet is theinternationalforecaster.com. That is the international FORECASTER.com.
All right, thanks so much, Bob. We got to go right now. It is Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and we're going to be going to your calls in the next hour after this segment. This is the short segment. Looks like we couldn't get a hold of Paul Joseph Watson, but who knows, we may get him on the line. He was going to be discussing not only the vaccine situation, which we've covered extensively today, but also the situation in Pakistan. There's a new story out there today that, it doesn't look like people are going to want to visit the Pakistan anymore. What little they did have in tourism is now over with, and, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to have any big sporting events there either now that the cricket team was assaulted. All right. There are tons of stories out there in the mainstream media, and they've been compiled over at Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com. And let's just give you the timeline, okay? Pakistani police are warned specifically that the cricket team will be assaulted on their way out by gunfire and terrorists in the same exact location. I think it was like a mall parking lot. They get this. Nah, we're not interested. Then people videotape the attackers walking away lackadaisically after they've murdered, I believe, 5 police officers, 2 bystanders. None of the cricket players were actually killed, just injured. Okay, so no desire to go after the guys. Weird, right? Then the next day, they do a roundup, but none of the people involved are rounded up. They do a random roundup where they say they're going to interrogate, you know, these quote-unquote people of interest just to kind of fish for some of these suspects. And to date, you know, here we are half a week later, nobody involved in the attacks has been picked up. A lot of people are pointing towards the Mumbai attacks. Well, you look at the attackers and their cell phones. Let's repeat that. Their cell phones were traced back to the U.S. and Italy. They scream of intelligence black ops to create instability in the region. Okay? Terror comes to Pakistan. It just gives an excuse to have more troops in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. Okay? They need this Eurasian Union. It's been talked about in their policy papers. That's why Barack Obama said, we're going to end this war. You know, I voted for the war when I thought there were weapons of mass destruction, or I voted against the war, and it's all nonsense. It's Johnny nonsense. Let's say it again. Nonsense. Okay? Absolute, utter nonsense. And you can tell it's nonsense because the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence over there, is set up by British intelligence back in the day and then revamped through U.S. intelligence and the CIA. In fact, you know, mainline Wikipedia pages will tell you that, you know, they have a close relationship. I mean, again, Barack Obama's new plan. Oh, we'll have troops in Iraq until 2011, the end of 2011. We'll only have 50,000 there. Let me say that again. At the end of 2011, we'll only have 50,000 there? Wow. He really ended the war, didn't he? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. No, we didn't. Yes, we can. It's just, it's totally mindless. It's brainwashing. Go drink your Pepsi with your new Obama logo. Go buy your, you know, amazing Spider-Man comic with the fist bump. Oh, Spidey, I'm number one. Look how cool I am. You know, Chris Rock, you disappointed me. You know, usually an intelligent comedian. And I watched his latest stand-up. Although it was good, there was just Barack Obama worship. I love Barack. He's not the savior, folks. And any intelligent African-American gentleman that looks into it knows it. In fact, big ups to Aaron Magruder of the Boondocks, who basically said, come on, the system hasn't changed. They picked this guy. He's a puppet. That's the real deal. All right, we're going to take your callers after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are streaming live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, you can see me at PrisonPlanet.tv 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And believe it or not, they actually put a camera on me for the full 3 hours. I think I do a little more TV than even Jones does during the week. And just want to give a big up to Alex for giving me the opportunity to do my own show, my own thing. And again, thank all the affiliates out there that are picking us up. And, You know, if you want to pick us up on the micros or what else they got there, the short waves and the AM and the FMs, it's affiliates at GCNlive.com. Get at them quick. You know, we want to reach as many people as possible and expand as big as we can. Before we go to your callers, and I want to do a little bit of news, a little tech news before we go to the callers. I want to thank one of our sponsors, My Solar Backup, mysolarbackup.com. The number is 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar-powered generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. It generates free electricity. It's mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. All right, so the tech news that I wanted to hit upon is there's this documentary filmmaker out there, and he was trying to do something to expose the surveillance society, and he came across this technology now where he plans to put a mini camera in his prosthetic eye. I guess the guy has a falsy, and right now the technology, the camera looks like it's basically a contact lens with a transmitter on it. Now, everything's wireless, so this camera isn't going from his, you know, his eye socket in a wire and whatever. It's being transmitted. So now we're at the point where we can put something into our eyeball. It can record everything wirelessly. Now, here's the thing. Police officers could be using this as a tool within the next 10 to 20 years. All right, that means as soon as they knock on your door and you say, you know, you can't come in, you don't have a warrant, they say, well, you know what, you acted suspicious, it's on the cam, and then they scan your house, and even if they don't pick up something right away, everything will be analyzed. Or look at it and get another nightmare scenario. Say that you do commit a crime and you're on probation. But they offer you, well, you can go to jail, or instead of probation, we're just going to fit you, you know, instead of with a LoJack, in other words, house arrest, you're going to have this eye cam, and it's just going to record everything you do to a database. And as long as you don't break the law, everything's going to be good. This technology, I mean, nanotech is here, folks. Everything is getting smaller. You can check this out over at iborgblog.com. It's the real deal. And it is scary. I mean, oh, man. At one end of me, I'm like a tech head, and I think, cool, man. This is great for journalists like myself. You know, just throw it up in my eye, and I'll be able to get whatever I want, and this is the new thing. But when you look at bugging technology, I mean, you'll never know if someone's a tattletale or a rat ever again. You know, forget about it when the mafioso guy, you know, brings the dude to the bathroom and he's like, you got a wire, feeling him up, blah, blah. Those days are almost over. Now it's like, you got an eye, what's he going to do, rip out his eyeball? Oh, it looks like you were good. That's your real eye. Oh, my goodness. We have fun here, don't we, guys? I'm looking at the producers. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's jump to Thomas in Texas. Thomas, what's on your mind?
Hey.
How are you, sir?
After the program, I would like you to go to chick.com, like the baby chicken, C-H-I-C,
okay,
and read about the ex-Jesuit priest Alberto Rivera. It's a six-part series. He was an intelligence officer in the Vatican for 27 years and became a fundamentalist Christian, and he's exposes the whole Vatican deal, the whole religious system from the charismatic movement to the, talks about the Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, how the Jesuits formed everything, and further into the series it shows how the Islamic religion came out of the, originated with the Vatican,
mm-hmm,
with Waraqua and Khadijah, and they, mm-hmm, set one of the girl, a Catholic girl, up with the Muhammad. It's pretty interesting, but anyway, the Bible does say, calls the Roman Catholic institution, Mystery Babylon, Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. Things that we all know about the globalists and the Illuminati and everything, but the central control has always been the Roman Catholic institution under the Vatican. They're the ones that control the Illuminati. So the Illuminati takes their orders from the Jesuits.
Well, you know, I think that's up for debate. I mean, that's kind of, I've heard that theory, and then, you know, obviously people will say, oh, no, it's not the Jesuits, it's the Zionists, and
right.
all this other stuff. But, you know, we had, at least on my program, I had G. Edward Griffin on the first show, and, you know, he explains how these round table groups were often modeled after Jesuit secret societies or the Jesuit order. And, you know, we had Tex Mars on last night. And, you know, he not only mentioned the Jesuits, I really just think it's another ring of control. I don't know if it's the innermost ring. It's definitely up there. It controls, you know, religion itself controls the masses. And a lot of these guys do have Jesuit ties. It's just like but they have other ties too, you know, like, I don't think you can come out and say, you know, the Bohemian Grove is Jesuit. Some people point to the St. John of Maple Nook statue there, but you look at him and he's, you know, given the shh sign. So, you know, to kind of keep your mouth quiet. And you also look there, and it's not only Moloch and St. John, but they also have a Maitreya statue, you know, signifying, again, a lot of these people think that this new age is going to be coming in, and that this new Christ, or some people call it the Antichrist, or the new Maitreya is going to come in. So I really think it's multiple pagan and Babylonian worship, and I think, you know, obviously the Jesuit order fits in there. I think the Zionist order fits in there as well. I'm not sure what the innermost ring is. I don't know how you can come to that conclusion unless you are actually in that innermost circle, but I thank you for the call. Let's go to Abraham in Washington. And, you know, this is kind of like, you know, although I do touch on all that stuff, I mean, in the last, like I said, 3 days, we've had all those guests on for an hour. We had Mark Dice of the Resistance Manifesto. We went into, you know, this occult stuff. We try to keep it as secular as possible. You know, this has been a pretty big news blitz without any of that kind of, you know, which is very valid, don't get me wrong, but religion stuff, you know, occultic stuff. We're talking more about technology today. You know, Obama's meeting with, you know, who Bob Chapman feels is the head of the European Illuminati, or at least the one that puts out their agenda to the lower level puppets such as Obama, the Queen of England, you know, the black nobility, as he called it. So, you know, that stuff is there. But, you know, during the day, usually we really like to get into the news. Abraham, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How's it going today?
Good.
Just wanted to congratulate you on the new show, and I had a couple of points I wanted to make real quick, if I could.
Go for it.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but the FDIC announced that they wanted $500 billion, or they're going to stop insuring the banks. That was in the Wall Street Journal today, or yesterday, actually.
No, I did not see that. That's something that needs to go to Aaron at Infowars.com. Continue.
Okay. Also wanted to mention something that last caller said. You know, I think this innermost circle, I kind of doubt we're actually going to know who it is, or else they really wouldn't be in control.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And you know what? There's no doubt that the Vatican is inherently evil. I mean, you look at who they got at the head right now. He's a former, you know, Nazi youth, but beyond that, when he was a cardinal in the church, he redistributed all these known pedophiles from church to church instead of punishing these guys. And, you know, anybody who is for Catholic priest pedophilia, I'm sorry, I just can't get behind that. You know, so you obviously know that that's a corrupt institution, and you look at, you know, the Vatican and how it really controls, you know, a lot of Italians, a lot of Europeans in general, and even people who, you know, are Catholic in this country turn to the Pope, and, you know, they do all these crazy rituals. But, I mean, is that really the most innermost circle? I mean, I know they talk about the Black Pope. It's interesting reading, and there definitely are some dots to be connected there, but I don't know if they're the final dots. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I just hear people talk about, oh, it's the Jews, or oh, it's the Catholics, or, you know, it's this group or it's that group. I kind of doubt we're going to know who it is.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not based on, in my opinion, any race, ethnicity, or even outward religious belief. I think the common thing that binds most of these people is that they're powerful, they're elitist, and they're into the occult in some way, shape, or form. And other than that, I don't know how much farther we have to take it to identify these people. You know, a lot of people say, well, how are you ever going to take them on? Well, first of all, we have to take them on at the levels that we know about, and that's our own government, our own constitution, our own Bill of Rights, you know, the judicial, executive, and legislative branches here at home. And then overseas, you know, we have to expose the Tory and the Labor parties to be being part of the same problem of this left-right paradigm that doesn't really exist. So I think exposing that is a lot more important than dealing with the minutiae of, you know, who started this and whatnot. Because if you really look at the roots, you know, I think that, you know, we had the writer and director of the America's Secret Beginning series on my program all week. That guy, you know, although, yeah, Chris Pinto, although I don't, you know, agree with everything he says, I think they lay out a compelling case. I think they do a pretty good job of naming names and showing people. And although, you know, the Vatican Church isn't that focused on, you know, it's put in there a couple times. I mean, people expect too much of other people, I think, and they want to go off into their own things and be the leaders and say, I have this information. It's kind of like the people that want to buy into, you know, reptoids from the fourth dimension. You know, it's like, all right, where's the evidence? You know, I see all this, you know, I see all this Sumerian texts and I see all these, you know, wall paintings. Where's the video of the guy shape-shifting into a reptile? It's just not there. I thank you for the call. We are going to move on. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
God bless you.
Mark, you know what? Let's hold you because we hear the music. I'll hold you over for the next segment. We're going to be taking Mark's calls, Robert, Rich, Anti-Illuminati, Michael, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And before we go back to your callers, you know, we're talking a little bit about this occult and orders and stuff. I just want to point this out because, you know, a lot of these guys that are into the occult are also into one-worldism and global government and the quote-unquote New World Order, and, you know, somehow the UN works into that, and you watch the America's Secret Beginning series, Eye of the Phoenix, the third one. You know, not only do they talk about the UN, but these other buildings there and these artifacts. Well, this is out of Fox yesterday. Valuable works of art unaccounted for at the UN. Entrusted with safeguarding world peace and security. Oh yes, world peace and security. That's what the UN's all about. The United Nations has failed to safeguard valuable works of art on its own premises, according to an internal investigation. At least a dozen works of art loaned or donated to the world body have seemingly disappeared from its New York headquarters. And, you know, these people are into it, and, it just, it's crazy to me. You know, you wonder what's gone and why, and are they using these in some kind of weird ritual or whatnot? But I thought we'd throw that out there. You know, it is in the news. Let's go back to callers. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
I am blessed in the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he's been loving the ever-living snot out of me. I take it we're on the same page. I don't even like the word Christian because it is so cheaply used. I trust you don't mind that we clarified that the word religio is Latin for bind back together, and there's the ideal sense of being bound back to the Creator, and it, in a human sense, it always has a certain measure of contamination with certain man-made ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And, so as far as that goes, I'm in the delegate process, and I want to help the GOP realize it needs an emergency cranial rectal extraction. And I do intend to use a bit of humor as to basically what I have seen as a trend is that the way I look at it is basically the devil's been in the business of deceiving people for a very, very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help people understand I sympathize that I too bought into things and then I came to my senses, and I'm appealing to you people that there needs to be, you know, you guys can have the support of us Paulites, but there's a major cost here. I'm not talking in terms of Federal Reserve notes, the gold or silver they fraudulently displaced. I'm talking about it's going to take the very high cost of real, genuine moral courage, not some political platitude of that, but the real thing. Am I thinking we're on so far on the same page?
Yeah, absolutely. People need to step up. It's not just about living,
right,
you know, listening to a radio show or being an armchair quarterback or just emailing
right.
people. There's a million different things. You have to be a human being. You know, it's not just about emailing, making a website, going out there, showing a movie to somebody, taking them out to dinner, having a conversation, you know, loving your fellow man.
Yeah, the prime commandment is love. And the thing is, what I want to get across to these people in the GOP, I think it's next weekend we're having our delegate meeting, and I want to get across to people, it was because people with great gentleness and patience earned my trust and respect that I came to my senses. And that's why you're going to think I'm crazy now, because I believe the official story of 9/11 is surely as true as the idea that the sun goes around the earth and that truth is ultimately a democracy. And obviously I'm being a smart aleck. I mentioned I want to do a series kind of like Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck If.
Mm-hmm.
You might be a neocon if, and it's like, you might be a neocon if you believe that by violating the God-given rights of people all around the world in the name of freedom and democracy, this country is made safer. It's like, what? You know,
well, that's in their own little documents, Rebuilding America's Defenses. I mean, they basically say that they're going to use any kind of weapons they can, including bioweapons.
Oh,
you know, they can harness that. And they're going to go into Eurasia. It's going to be a long process unless they get their new world, or their new Pearl Harbor, which they got. And, you know, they're just going to rape and pillage, and they're going to create their Eurasian Union that they're begging for. You know, I got to let you go, Mark, because you're scratching and your phone's cutting in and out. I got a couple beeps in there. Call me tomorrow or call me tonight. You know, again, the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight Central Time. I got to keep going through. We got a full list of callers. Let's go to Robert in Canada. Robert, what's on your mind? He just dropped. Let's go to Rich in New York. Rich, what's on your mind? Oh, wait, you know what, Rich? We're already hitting the break. Every time I go to a caller, we're hitting the break. We hit him last time. Rich, I'm going to come back to you on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and soon, the InfoWarrior blog. Can you wait? I know I can't.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you.
Jesus.
What a fitting song for what we've been getting in the callers.
Someone to hear your
prayers. A little
prayers.
Personal Jesus.
Someone who cares.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Remember, new show, 9 to midnight Central Time, the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. It's a lot like this show now because Alex Jones isn't here. So it's just me ranting and raving. You can see all 3 hours over at prisonplanet.tv, and we're encouraging you to repost that on the YouTube and the Google video for the kids. We've got Rich in New York on the line. We're going to go to Anti-Illuminati, Michael, Bill, and Robert afterwards. Let's go to Rich. What's on your mind, Rich?
Hey, Jason. Great job. I just want to thank you and Alex for putting all that great information out there. Love your bump music. I think you should play more Frank Zappa because he also knew what was going on.
Absolutely did.
A lot about what you guys are talking about.
You know, that's a good point. Wait, before you ask the question, you know, Zappa, especially with, I talked about Factor VIII and AIDS and the bear drugs and all that other stuff. He talked about, you know, AIDS being a bioengineered, you know, weapon from the United States government. We should pull that clip. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, Zappa knew what was going on. Anyway, Alex had mentioned something about these, like, helicopters flying around that are kind of stealthy. And I've been seeing a number of them recently up here in the North Bronx. We face a window that faces absolutely no buildings. Look over a big golf course, Van Cortlandt. I don't know if you know the area. Anyway, these things are so close and so low to the ground with the rotors going, and you almost can't hear the rotors. It's almost like an imperceptible boop, 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 boop. You know, really, almost movie-like. That's the only way to explain it. And I'm wondering if he knows anything about pain generation as a crowd control and whether or not they're testing it on that type of a platform.
Well, I mean, have you seen the ones where they hook the satellite up? CNN's done some stories on them. They put it up on a tank or a van, and it's a sound weapon, and they have all these troops stand about 100 feet out in the field, and they hit you with different levels on it. It's about the same thing, and you know, what it looks like. What they're probably doing here is urban warfare. I mean, you're in the Bronx, so, you know, they're probably doing a little urban warfare training, which they, you know, he shows in Police State 1, 2, and 3. I mean, these are the black, unmarked helicopters, right?
Yeah, with, actually, I don't know if it's a gun mount up front or an antenna, but there is a stick sticking off the nose, and it looks pretty threatening.
No, they do look, you know what, I wasn't going to tell this story, but I told the guys last night, and I might as well just let it out. I thank you for the call, Rich. I moved out to Austin, you know, a couple weeks ago, just before I got out here. I basically was scoping places out from New York on Craigslist. I found this one place. I actually got the place I wanted. It's about 20 minutes from Austin. It's in a very remote area, okay? For instance, on the GPS, it doesn't even take me to my house. It takes me to a corner road, and my house is about a mile up the road. So I'm pulling in there yesterday, and I'm telling you, there was a black helicopter right in my neighborhood, and I'm used to seeing, like, the unmarked helicopters in upstate New York because they're constantly looking for marijuana fields, and I live out in these wooded areas, so you see them all the time. You read about busts. There's just no tree line where I am. It's all flat. The grass is pretty burnt up from the sun. You're lucky to get a little green grass, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, why is it here? What is it doing here? I don't want to be paranoid. I just wanted to put it out there because, you know, I said it to my two producers last night. I'm like, you know, before I forget, this did happen to me. So, you know, if they find me, you know, I didn't hang myself, and they find the dogs licking me while I hang myself with a big long note. It wasn't me, folks. I didn't do it. Okay, so what are these black helicopters doing? Well, we know what they're doing. They're doing urban warfare training. Often it's not just U.S. troops. They'll bring in foreign troops. Again, all in the Police State films, covered slightly in Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny, one of my favorite films by him. You know what? Let's go to Robert in Canada, because he was holding before, and we let him go, and he's at the bottom of the list now, but let's bring him to the top. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I'm changed gears a little bit off the Illuminati and Christian bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, this would have been directed to Bob as well when he was on earlier, but, well, you're in the fight, so I figured you have your spin as good as any. But as I look at the economy, all around, you know, you look at lots of turmoil in Europe, lots of turmoil in the States, but by and large, there seems to be no financial turmoil in Canada. Mm-hmm. And that's where I live. And so I'm really, you know, you read about these stories about how the collapse happened, like, overnight, like, you know, and all of a sudden the bank has announced, by the way, your money's worth half as much as it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if that's going to be something, if you think it'll be something that'll be initially isolated to the United States, or just
I don't
just
think so. I think eventually
everybody all at once.
Yeah, well, I think it's eventually going to have to come to Canada since our economies are so heavily intertwined. And what is the parity rating right now? I think the Canadian's dollar is just, you know, a few cents higher than the American dollar. They're pretty close,
it's
right?
Quite a bit less, actually. Quite a bit less, actually.
Oh, it's
our
less
dollar
than
right
a dollar
now,
again. Really? Well, that's not good news.
Quite a bit. It has been. Well, that's good news for us because, you see, we sell our shit to the world. And
oh, I got
to
let you go, man. You got to watch the language. I thank you. You know what? That's a good question, though. Before that point, you wonder, is Canada going to get hit as much? You don't see it. You do see the European economy going down. You see Gordon Brown coming over here and fawning to the United States. But North American Union, Canada is an integral part of that. And your prime minister is big-time New World Order. You know, it's just like I've had a couple callers asking me to do shows on the Canadian prime minister and the Australian prime minister and their NWO ties. I'm bringing it to you next week. I'm announcing it. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to try to get as many – who is it? Hartman, I think. Or I can't remember who the Canadian prime minister is. Bring that up on there for me, guys. Is it Rudd? I'm not sure. Well, Jaron's going to bring it up. Rudd is Australia. That's right. Rudd is Australia. I can't think of who the Prime Minister of Canada is. But listen, these guys are in on the globalist plan. There's nowhere to run. You can't just jump, you know, states. I can't move to Canada and everything's going to be okay. They work together. All right, let's go to Anti-Illuminati in Nevada. Anti-Illuminati, how you doing? Harper, that's it.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, first I just wanted to commend you on the film that you made, Fabled Enemies. That was a really well-made documentary.
Well, thank you.
I just want to remind everybody how important the testimony that Indira Singh gave, you know, when she had that Citizens 9/11 committee with Mike Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep in mind that, I mean, the Enterprise architects that she worked with, she was supposed to be dead. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how...
And just so people don't really know the story sometimes, so why don't you just tell them who Indira Singh was? She worked with some pretty prominent software, didn't she?
Yeah, she was with J.P. Morgan, and she was a risk architect. And basically, well, I mean, the whole thing, you can see this on YouTube and so forth, but I honestly didn't really want to spend time explaining something that...
Basically, she was into Promise and Carnivore and saw that something was coming and tried to blow the whistle, and no dice.
Yeah, she reported the that to chief intelligence, or excuse me, what was it? The chief intelligence officers, and they ignored it. Well, I've done a lot of research on this, and the reason when you connect the dots to all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
these guys were involved in covering this up because let me try to get on track here. I'm sorry, I'm kind of like flustered here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very serious attack going on, a plan going on with a coordinated attack with the internet and the avian flu thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Booz Allen Hamilton, who I mentioned last time when I called in when Alex was there.
Okay.
They're involved. They're the ones that are running these war games.
Who's that? Who do you? Is this a conglomerate? Is this a corporation? You said what was the name again?
Booz Allen Hamilton is like a corporation. It's almost like a, you might as well, for all practical purposes, consider it a military industrial complex business.
Kind of like a Lockheed Martin or a Raytheon.
Yeah, but they specialize in wargaming. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the thing that freaked me out today.
All right.
What they're doing is they're talking about how bird flu can because of the quarantining that it would cause and how people it would just kill people, but also how they would have to quarantine areas.
Sure.
They're talking about that in the context of something called a COOP, which is a continuity of operations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna, from what, when you analyze it, when you look at this information, this is, I'm gonna post this stuff as soon as I get off the phone.
And please send it to Aaron at Infowars.com as well.
Okay. What it looks like is they're gonna say, well, these government employees, they still need to access Department of Defense systems to do their work. Okay? So how are they going to do that if they can't physically be there because everything's contaminated? They have to use secure internet communication. And guess what that means? That means that all the infrastructure for internet too, they're going to flip the switches on, and that's how the Department of Defense employees are going to be able to work in at the Pentagon remotely and so forth.
So you think they already have the infrastructure built in? You think they're going to have they already have the infrastructure built in for internet too, and it's just going to be the right crisis to bring it in?
I don't know if they have it entirely set up, but it only makes sense for them to have it set up to the extent to which their critical systems can be implemented.
Well, listen, I want you to post this information, and then Aaron's not here right now, so why don't you send it to my MySpace as well? Can you do that?
Here's another thing that ties into this. It's really, really weird, right?
All right, really quick.
There was a commercial by Juniper Networks that talked about how their routers are compliant with all these Homeland Security directives, and as well as teleworking. I'm like, what? I said, what is that all about? It's like computer communications infrastructure hardware is being forced into compliance with all the stuff that's gonna be tied into, you know, securing cyberspace for the 44th presidency. Because it's like these guys are actually serious about carrying this out.
Oh, absolutely. All right, I gotta let you go because I got other callers, man. But you know, we did a report on the Info Warrior how they were trying to blame Iranian hackers for getting the specs to Marine One, which is the helicopter instead of Air Force One. And so, you know, oh no, because the infrastructure of the internet is so bad, these Iranian hackers were able to get the specs for Marine One through a subcontractor, and we need to shut it down, and we need to re-regulate. It's all fear-mongering to bring in this new system of control, this new internet that will have us all sign in, probably biometrically, with a thumb scan, an iris scan. God knows what they'll be doing. Maybe they'll want blood. Maybe it'll be a nice little DNA prick. Isn't that going to be delicious? Yay! Yay! Yeah, exactly. It'll be happy times, unicorns, and rainbows, you know. And on top of that, your websites will be redirected through large corporate websites or state university websites. So they will ultimately have control over whatever content you want to put up there. You know, Consumption Junction will be all right for all you, you know, disgusting people out there like myself that just want to see, you know, horse attacks or whatever. You know, that'll still be around. But unfortunately, Infowars.com and Prison Planet probably aren't going to make it. They'll probably have knockoff sites that, you know, appear to be hardcore, but they'll probably have imprisoned Alex so long ago that, you know, it's all going to be watered down information, much like, you know, a Huffington Post or a Raw story. Oh, I said it. I said it. They don't go far enough, or even an op-ed. I mean, every once in a while they do okay, but come on, give me a break. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Michael in Massachusetts. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, what's up, buddy? Congratulations on all your success. Love the new show.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention Words, Terms, Admiralty, and Jordan Maxwell, but before I do, I have to mention that Frank Zappa, what that guy said earlier, you know, you might want to do like 30 minutes, you know, see if you can get Dweezil on or Gail maybe, and talk about how not only was Frank Zappa's music crazy and different, but it represented a much higher degree of sophistication at a time when, you know, culture in general, but music especially, was being, you know, dumbed down by, you know, corporate, you know, and all that.
No, so I know. I've listened to the albums. They're incredible. There's that one album that sounds so much like the Wizard of Oz. It's like almost enchanting. But, you know, he was a very talented guy. And like I said, you look at some of his interviews, he was very in the know.
Yeah, I mean, there was that interview that just, you know, surfaced recently where, you know, the guy from the Czech Republic, I think it was interviewing him, and, you know, he said, well, you know, George Bush gave that speech about the New World Order, and then the guy go, wait a minute, didn't Hitler write a book called The New World Order? And Frank Zappa said, exactly. So he knew about this stuff, you know, he just, obviously in the 80s, you couldn't really blast off about it if you wanted to sell any records. But anyways, can I talk about Admiralty? All right. I don't know if any of you guys have out there seen this. I know someone called in and brought it up the other day, but there's this guy out there in Great Britain named John Harris, and he's like your average, you know, working guy. I guess he's a carpenter, and he does this whole presentation on Words, Terms, Admiralty, policemen versus police officer, corporations, you know, the use of words and terms and how they
common
know
law.
What they mean. Yeah, common law, absolutely. So, you know, you get your new show. I know it's difficult to get this guy. He's old, but, I mean, if you ever wanted to give
what's his name?
Listen,
email me his name because, you know, I had a big common law discussion. I mean, I've had numerous ones. I've gone to a couple conferences where it's the head topic. But I also sat down with an author who's no longer with us named Tupper Saucy. And he is actually one of those guys that goes deep into the Jesuit order in his books. And on top of that, talks about common law and admiralty law and the court system and how you have to play the game and what words you have to use. And, you know, if you want to make declarations, there's another really good documentary out there, Hijacking Humanity. It's on YouTube and Google Video, which has a whole section dedicated to admiralty and common law. Yeah, a lot of people in this movement don't know about it. I don't know how valid it will hold up in today's just today's system. You know what I mean? It feels like it's a do anything you want kind of system. It doesn't hurt to have this knowledge, and it may help you in the future. I thank you for the call, Michael. We're going to move on to yet another Michael in California. Michael, what's on your mind? Still with us, Mike?
I'm still there.
All right.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Okay, I just want to touch on a couple things. You were talking about that a lot of people think the Age of Aquarius is here.
Or on the way. I mean, I don't want to say a lot of people, but the elite think that they're going to be bringing in this new age, and it seems like this new age is the Age of Aquarius, their next big symbol, and it will come through some astrological or metaphysical event.
Well, I've been an astrologer for over 30 years, mm-hmm. and there is some truth to what they're saying. But the point is that it doesn't matter what you believe or what I believe. If enough people believe something, it can create a Hegelian dialectic movement.
Mm-hmm. And a problem, change, reaction, solution kind of movement.
Kind of. But, you know, we've got all these Obama guys who are fanatics. But what I'm going to point out is to watch for May 22nd. Okay, on May 22nd, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune will all be at 26 degrees Aquarius. Uranus will be at 26 degrees Pisces. Neptune rules Pisces, Uranus rules Aquarius. It's the proverbial handoff, like a relay race when they hand the baton off, right? Neptune okay. is, we were in the Piscean era. Christ was the sage of the Piscean era. Mm-hmm. Buddha was the sage of the Aryan age. Krishna was the sage of the Taurian age. That's why India has all those cows, okay? Well, mm-hmm. they think Obama is the sage of the Aquarian age.
So you Whether think that this is the guy, this is their new Maitreya, their new Antichrist, their new leader. You really think it's the Obama, huh? I'm going to let you go. It's food for thought from an astrologer. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. More calls after this.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex. We're going to continue to take your calls in this next segment. And then at the 8 after mark in the next hour, we're going to have Susan Lynn, a state representative, on about HJR 108 and state sovereignty in Tennessee. I'm going to read the bill for you in the next segment. But before we go to our callers, I just want to thank one more of our sponsors today. Because without the sponsors, folks, just not possible. Just can't have the little radio shows that we're putting on here. Nothing's for free. And, you know, I've got to eat. You've got to eat. And why not eat with survivalistseeds.com? I actually, in New York, I have like this little garden, and we do grow food, you know, big sunflowers for my little niece. But we also grow cucumbers, tomatoes, green beans, all this stuff. Survivalistseeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free from the NWO. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their price for heirloom seeds at www.survivalistseeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for just $108.95. That's right, $108.95. That's real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. www.survivalistseeds.com is how you survive in the world economic collapse. And, you know, hopefully there isn't a huge collapse, but you know what? My grandfather and I used to, that was one of the things we used to do together, is he had a little garden. Always fond of that stuff. I never wanted to be a farmer. I grew up around him, but it's nice to have your own little garden in the back. And like I said, me and my niece get down, and she really enjoys it, and she is just cute as a button. So, survivalistseeds.com. All right, let's continue with the callers. And we're going to take your callers. We're going to have Susan Lynn on for about a half an hour. And after the 30 marker, next hour, we'll take your calls as well. Let's go to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, this is my first time calling in, and in any case, I have just so many questions, but the one thing I wanted to speak to was, I found it interesting that the stuff that's in the Telegraph,
mm-hmm.
you know, Blackjack?
I'm not sure.
Alex Jones, Alex had a caller that called in from, it was talking about the London Telegraph, and it was talking about having a tactical nuke attack on the United States. It's a picture story that they've been running over there, Operation Blackjack.
Okay, all right. Continue.
Okay. Well, in any case, I'm up here in Connecticut. Are you here in New York or no?
No, I left. I'm out in Texas, but I was up there until the last week of February.
All right. Well, in any case, long and short of all this, I'm a stockbroker, so I study things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I found very interesting pertaining to the picture story that they had on there, and they ran that for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No author. Pretty heinous when you sit there and look at it. It basically ushers in the new world, not the new world order, but the North American Union, you know, putting everybody down under martial law, the police, the whole nine. But what I found interesting about it was that at the end of this script, it turns around and talks about how everybody's going to get their new ID cards,
mm-hmm.
okay, and everybody's going to get inoculated with these anti-bio, you know, vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the only reason why I bring this up is back in August, I found a stock called Emergent BioSolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Out of Maryland. and the stock was at $14. I pulled up on one of my screens that I run, and it totally, absolutely defied gravity, okay, up until, I'm going to say, last week.
Okay.
Okay, where it turned around and broke down. It was just, go ahead.
Did it just go, it just leveled off, or it went too high? What happened?
Well,
I'm
going to
hold you over. I'm going to hold you over on the other side. Do you think that this, basically, are you telling me you think that the stock is rising in this thing because these are the guys that are going to give us these inoculations? Is this coming? I mean, now that I saw Blackjack, I remember it. This thing was a made-up story in the Telegraph. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. We got an interesting caller on the line, Bill from Connecticut. Now that I saw the blackjack thing, a lot of people might not be familiar. I didn't think of it off the top of my head. This was a like a little short movie or a bunch of pictures that was supposed to be, you know, fictional. It was this story posted in the Telegraph basically about this nuclear and biochemical attack and how we were all going to be rounded up. And it was just very dark, and it brought in concentration camps and martial law. And like you said, at the end, everybody was inoculated. Now, you were mentioning this company, this biochemistries, and what was the significance there?
Well, the significance is that basically these guys, if you look at what they do, mm-hmm. okay, they make vaccinations for the most heinous biochemical warfare stuff you could ever possibly think of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that's amazing about this also is that when you look at the stocks that are all in that space, specifically that space, okay, they're all going up. As a matter of fact, I had one of my clients call me from Florida, and he had me turn around and sit in and buy a company for his father. Now, it's mm-hmm. a penny stock. I don't typically buy those. It was a BONU.OB.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm not promoting this stock, but mm-hmm. the thing that amazed me about this is he was telling me that he is working with a military contractor. That's how he found out about this.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they have a vaccine for anthrax.
Mm.
Okay, well, go back to Emergent BioSolutions. What do? Anthrax, you know, and other things, you know, nasty polio stuff. It's so, you know. I mean, we're talking nasty, nasty stuff.
Well, you look at polio. They got caught putting simian virus 40 in that. We covered that earlier today. Okay. You look at these anti-flu vaccines, Tamiflu. It's now, there's a new flu strain that's 98.5% resistant to it. You look at this Baxter debacle, and in the bird flu vaccinations, they get caught putting H5N1, H5N2, two separate strains of bird flu in it, and then a separate type of flu virus. You know, I hope that they're not coming down with a chemical attack. You know, you just mentioned anthrax, and one of the stories we hadn't really covered is that they tested some of those anthrax samples. Remember, they tried to pin now the anthrax attacks after 7 years on Bruce Ivins, who magically commits suicide in government custody. That was a small little blurb in a lot of the articles. And they tested the anthrax, and of course they don't match. So is something on the horizon? I would really appreciate it if you sent that information to Aaron at Infowars.com, because that was just a great caller. I hope that we're not, you know, predicting some kind of a doomsday event. You know, I mean, but folks, they're getting caught putting bird flu viruses in the bird flu vaccinations. Again, they figured it out because a subcontractor tested some of it out on a ferret and it killed it. This is totally being blacked out in the U.S. mainstream media. It was reported on over a week ago in the Canadian press, and some Czech papers and whatnot have picked it up. But where is it on Fox News? We saw a Bloomberg story yesterday, but we hit the link and it didn't bring us anywhere. So you got to wonder what is going on. We're about to have State Representative Susan Lynn on. Susan Lynn is a member of the Tennessee General Assembly, serving on the Commerce Committee and chairman of the Government Operations Committee. She holds a BS in economics and a minor in history. She is the chairman of the American Legislative Exchange Council's Commerce Task Force, and she has introduced H.J.R. 108, State Sovereignty Bill, in Tennessee. So that should be a very interesting guest. I'm hoping all 50 states at some point do this, whether they all pass. We should have the resolutions out there to not only show people that we're very angry with what's going on, but let's get a couple W's. Like I said, we need a few wins. You know, New Hampshire, I believe we had a caller in last night. They said it was like 220 to 150. It was an under 70 people difference. So hopefully they'll reintroduce that bill or reform it somehow and pass it. Again, you can't just listen to radio shows like this when you have to take action. That's what we're here for. We're here to tell you what's going on. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma sitting in for Alex. Alex will be returning for the Sunday show. And remember, I'll be doing my own show, The Info Warrior, with Jason Verma tonight, 9 to 12 Central Time. We now have State Representative Susan Lynn on the line, and she has introduced Bill HJR 108 on state sovereignty in Tennessee. Susan, why don't you just review the bill and tell us why it's so important?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good. Well, I believe it's important because the federal government more and more is just usurping powers that belong to the state, and they are imposing mandates on us. And, you know, this isn't something that is only recent, although recently it is extreme, but this really has been happening for decades. And I think I just want Tennessee to join the movement of many other states to remind the federal government of state sovereignty and work towards reversing all of these mandates and violations of the Constitution.
Well, this has absolutely been going on, you know, much earlier than this current administration and even the administration before it. Like you said, for decades, we've seen this incremental slide towards federal power and just the states' rights being eviscerated. But like you said, with this administration and what's coming down the line, it seems like they're going for a large power grab. And this is not the only resolution out there. There are many states that are trying this right now. I believe Texas is one of them. I think Colorado is one of them. I know that New Hampshire just had a vote and they lost. You know, why is it important to win, to get a couple wins? You know, I'm saying it's great that we're putting these bills out there. We're creating awareness of states' rights and, you know, saying, look, federal government doesn't have all the power that they say they do. You know, basically they'll just say, you know, we're the executives, we get to do what we want. But that's not the case. You know, we were supposed to have checks and balances in this country. There were three branches of government. But it seems like the populace has been so dumbed down, they can't even tell you what those three branches are. So
no.
Are we going to be able to win? I mean, a couple of these, do you think we can win this one in Tennessee?
You know, I am currently, as you and I speak, I'm writing a letter to my colleagues. I don't want them to view this as a partisan issue. In Tennessee, the House is very close. 50 Republicans, 49 Democrats. Mm-hmm. And I want them to see this as a federal issue, federalism issue, not a partisan issue. That's very, very important to me. I wish I had thought of filing something like this under the previous administration. I would have done it then. I did not even see this movement until this summer. I saw Oklahoma did this, and I thought, how wonderful. I kind of tucked it away because we don't go back into session until January. And in January, I came up with this resolution. And the way I did it was I studied all of the other states that had filed resolutions. And some of them were very historical. Some of them were very long. Some of them are much shorter, more to the point. And I sort of went to with a shorter, more to the point resolution, though I love the historical aspect of the other resolutions. It's just my style to keep it shorter and cleaner that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just hoping that my colleagues will see this as an issue of federalism. You know, as state legislators, we have a right to make our own laws. These federal mandates that they put on us, they force us to change our laws to do what they want us to do, ties our hands, and it increases our budget. And it ties our hands for years and years. And as state legislators, you know, we have a right to make our own laws for the people of Tennessee. The people of Tennessee have the right to make their own laws. And so do the people of Oklahoma or California or anywhere they want. And that's the way they want to live, fine. But But we all don't have to live the way the federal government tells us to live.
Well, not more totally. And more people are waking up to that fact. But, you know, from cradle to grave, we're raised that, you know, the office of the presidency is the number one office and we should obey the federal government. And there's not a lot of states' rights taught in, middle schools and high schools and grade schools anymore. I mean, they're just not there. And you kind of have to wake people up and say, you know, everything's not the same. It's just like you go into another state and the speed limit might be a little bit different or the drug laws might be a little bit different. We might not have three state strikes here. And that's why we have these states' rights, because you have a choice in this country. You can move somewhere else. You can abide by their laws. But these guys want to come in and they want to federalize everything. What was it about this current administration? You said you thought about doing a bill. If you had thought about it, you would have done it in the last administration. But what is it with this administration that makes you so weary and now is the time is right to put this out there?
Oh, good heavens. The advance of socialism. And I know the media is trying to get us all not to say that, but that's exactly what it is. I am a firm capitalist. I am just very firm in our republic and our form of government, which is a capitalism, our economic system. Very, very firm in that. I know it is the best thing. I truly believe in my heart it is the best route to prosperity for the people of this nation. And what is happening now is not a route to prosperity. It's really a route to really a lot of suffering. And it's very sad. This increase in federal spending to me is absolutely astounding. Economies go through cycles, and you can call it the business cycle, you can call it the credit cycle, whatever you want, but it really is the credit cycle. And what happens is, it's just very typical. People tend to max out on credit, and so you know, the economy's good, everybody's spending and borrowing, and we get to the point where everybody maxes out, and then it's like a hangover. We have really overdone it this time. We are in a huge hangover. But instead of the federal government lowering our taxes and providing the opportunity for people to pay down debt, and those who didn't go into extraordinary debt to invest that money in opportunities and to start, you know, the cycle all over, creating jobs and getting people back to work. Instead of doing that, what they have chosen to do is tax us more, to spend more money on programs that don't produce anything. It's not like, you're taking a hunk of rock, getting metal out of it, and turning that metal into something more valuable. That's not what they're doing. They're simply spending money on things that are then gone. We need people to invest in America and create jobs, to spend money on things that actually take a raw material and produce something else. That's not going to happen under this. Investors are very weary, they're scared, and they're losing their ability to invest. And then the people, the ordinary people, they don't have the money to pay off their debt. They are suffering, and more they are losing their jobs. We need the taxes lowered so that people can pay down debt and get this going again. This plan that they're doing will not get us going again.
Well, you mentioned that this was a socialist plan, and you said, you know, the media is trying to really cover that up. I don't see it that way at all. I mean, I look at Newsweek's cover just 3 weeks ago, and you have a red hand shaking a blue hand, and the title of the article or the cover is "We Are All Socialists Now." So if people aren't getting that the federal government, in this time when people are losing their jobs more than ever, I got an article here. They're admitting 651,000 job losses in February alone. It's the worst in 25 years. And, you know, he says, oh, we're going to build all these programs and we're going to build infrastructure. Where is it? You know, where are these programs? And where, like you said, we don't build anything in this country anymore. It seems like the last industry that we had was the auto industry. And now GM is saying, you know what, we need another $3.5 billion or we're not going to make it. So how are we going to turn this around?
I just see a lot of suffering for the immediate future and even longer term. I just see a lot of suffering of people, and I'll tell you, it just breaks my heart. It just absolutely breaks my heart. What I'm trying to do in Tennessee is get the message out to my fellow state legislators is, look, right now at this time, we need a deregulation stimulus package. There are so many things that the state literally owns title to, and that is what I mean by that is occupational licensure, where you cannot work in a specific occupation without getting a license from the state. You can't call yourself, a certain title, like a private investigator or something, without literally getting a license from the state to do that. If you look at these licensure laws, you will see there's so many hoops that people have to jump through just to work. And so, you know, while we, in Tennessee, we have a sales tax system, it's, you know, we don't have an income tax that we could lower or anything like that. But what we can do is enact some deregulation to help people get working again, to make it easier for people to work instead of jumping through hoops. That is what, you know, I'm trying to do in Tennessee, but overall in the federal government, you know, we need them to stop spending money on these ridiculous, wasteful things. Lower taxes. What could be any better than them lowering the capital gains tax right now? Lowering income tax rates right now. Business tax rates right now. It would sure spur the economy. The spending that they have planned and that they are currently distributing. It's not going to help that at all. And in fact, a lot of the spending, when it trickles down to the state, it will force us to change our state laws in some areas permanently, to change our state laws just for 2 years' worth of money to permanently change those laws. I don't want money like that. In particular, I'm talking about the unemployment help. Our governor has said that he thinks he's going to turn that down. We don't need money like that. We are Tennesseans. We have the right to make our own laws and to run our own unemployment system according to the way that we think it ought to be run. And we don't need the federal government ordering us on how to run programs such as that.
How can people support you? Is there a website or a phone number they can call?
I have a website. You can just Google me, Susan Lynn, or RepSusanLynn.com. And then also I have a blog on Blogspot. So I can be found on Blogspot.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan Lynn. This is something that we'll be looking at. Remember, states' rights are important. We need people to get behind this. We need a couple W's. We need to pass this. We need to get this through. We need to say the federal government is not God. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Is the Pink Panther here? Did he get here, really? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, Pink Panther? Get out of here. Peter Sellers, man. He's the man. I used to watch the cartoon all the time. I wasn't as big into the Pink Panther. I don't know about the new Steve Martin ones. I caught a little bit of it. Doesn't look that appealing. I'm getting a no-go from my producers. I want to remind everybody that the Midas Resources Gold Special that we were running, Ted was on earlier, but that's going to run all the way through Sunday. So get it while you can. Again, gold up today. He's locking them in at the Monday or Tuesday prices, and today, I believe, last time we checked, it was at like 942 or 945, so gold on the rise. Before I take more callers, and we're going to blitz through your phone calls, Kim, Nick, Forrest, Tom, and others, I wanted to point out that the Obama administration loves, loves, loves to not waste a good crisis. Never waste a good crisis. We had Rahm Emanuel get up there and say, you know what, you never want to waste a good crisis, talking about the economy. Well, now, Clinton on climate, never waste a good crisis. There is no crisis except for the calamity of a media crisis that you've put out and saying, oh, no, we're all going to die. Oh, it's global warming. Well, it's not global warming. It's global climate change, and we're bad carbon emitters, and we need to get greener. So, of course, Clinton was over in Global Warming Happy Europe over at the EU-US conference, and she's just like, you know, Europe, the United States, and China, we can all work together. We can bring in the greener jobs. We don't have to be these bad, bad carbon emitters. Folks, watch the Great Global Warming Swindle, because it is a swindle. Myself included was indoctrinated into this culture of global warming, and you really think that it's real and man is bad and all this other just bull. Yeah, we can pollute the earth. Yes, people, you know, dump toxic chemicals into the ocean and lakes, and that's bad news, Brown. But are we having a huge effect on the sun and its cycles? No. They were teaching global cooling to the generation before us. They're like, it'll get too cold, we'll all die. The earth changes, it's always changed throughout time. It was once Pangea. It's time to own up to the fact that we are not the ones creating, quote-unquote, global warming. It's bull. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Kim in Seattle. Kim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to say that for anyone that knows history, the history of World War II and the First Great Depression, it is obvious that they are using this economic downfall as a big false flag to start World War III. To me, it is very obvious that they're doing this. all you have to do is look at history, and it's a pattern of what they're doing. And for everyone out there saying, oh, what do we do? What do we do? It's easy. Stop going to the bars, wasting all your money and time on alcohol and drugs. Get out there, make a flyer, pass it around. Do something besides sitting and complaining that there's nothing to do.
Well, I agree there. I mean, there are a lot of whiners and complainers out there, but if we just took the model that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. presented, and that was to get out into the streets and communicate one-on-one with people, I think we've lost that, you know, especially in this internet age society. And like you said, you know what, they write about it in 1984, the proletariat is the only portion of the population that's happy because they are in the bars and they don't keep up on politics and they are living in this like mindless wonder world. And unfortunately, I see that about 60 or 70% of the populace in this country.
Yeah, it's really scary. Like almost everyone I know, all they do is drink and go to the bars and that's it. And I'm like alone here in my struggle in Seattle, and it's just really sad. You know, if people don't want World War III, they really need to wake up. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to put us in a Great Depression, and then they're going to use a war to bring us out of it, just like they did the last time.
You know what? That's true. They always blow out economies before they blow each other up, and that is how it works, so that they can get those economies going again, and they can have people unify for the common cause. I thank you for the call, Kim. She makes a good point. All right, let's go to Nick in Massachusetts. Nick, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Congratulations on your new show, man.
Well, thank you.
All right, well, the call that was earlier today, I don't know what he was talking about with the whole Islam came from like the Vatican and stuff like that.
You know, there's this group of people out there that want to blame everything on a small group of people. And when I hear the Vatican stuff, you know, I've got to hear these ridiculous rumors that Charlie Sheen and Martin Sheen are both actually Jesuit priests working for the Vatican Order. And I'm like, no, they're not. These guys are probably just, you know, Catholics that, you know, they're not heavy into the Jesuit order. I have to hear that Alex Jones is a Vatican assassin. It's absolute Johnny nonsense. We'll come back to you on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden?
To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improved disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show, and we are back. We're taking callers. We're on the line with Nick in Massachusetts. We're going to be going to Forrest, Tom, Caroline, and others. And getting back to this whole, you know, Jesuit, Vatican thing, I mean, there are people out there that say that, you know, Alex is a Vatican assassin, and there's no way that he could have been able to get into the Bohemian Grove without the help of the Jesuit order. And, you know, looking at it from the inside, especially an insider that, you know, didn't spend my life in this information, only woke up after 9/11. I can tell you right now that Jones is no Vatican assassin, okay? He's a regular family guy. And the way he was able to get into Bohemian Grove was with the help of Trio Network over in Europe, which was this news station, and a very determined young journalist named John Ronson. Ronson has later on kind of gone tongue-in-cheek to talk about the New World Order, do a couple of books. He's a little critical, but he admits the Bilderberg Group and One World Government and was shocked at what Jones shot inside the Grove. So, you know, again, when people are always, oh, it's this group or that group, you know, they all work together. And the group that I would be worried about are the ones that are publicly out there talking about a One World Government, a One World Economy, a global currency, a quote-unquote New World Order. And when you get into, you know, the Vatican did this, or the Jesuits did that, or the Zionists did this, I think you really muddy the waters, man. And especially for someone like you that has never heard this stuff. I mean, there are just vicious attackers. I mean, there are people out there that say that I'm some kind of a Mossad agent. You know, I've never been to Israel in my life. I've never been inside of a what are they? I know it's the Torah. What is it? Synagogue, that's it. I think there's another thing for it. Temple. I've never been to temple either. You know, I have no idea. I think the closest thing to Judaism that I've ever come in contact with is I went to a couple of half-Jewish weddings, you know? So, you know, people try to make links where there aren't any, and some people are just overly paranoid, and in other cases, they're just disingenuous, Nick. Still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
So, you know, I mean, I've never heard that either. And, you know, like I said earlier in the week, I had G. Edward Griffin, you know, openly talking about how some of these roundtable groups were based on the Jesuit order. I had Mark Dice on, you know, talking about the occult. And I also had Tex Mars on last night, you know, talking about this whole thing as well. So, you know, it also bothers me when people say, oh, you're covering this up or you're covering that up. This is a news program. You know, of course, we go into the esoteric nature of it sometimes. But at the same time, we're more interested in reporting on what's going on in the vaccinations in Pakistan and in our own country than, you know, what may or may not have happened hundreds or thousands of years ago.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to clear it up because I'm Muslim myself, so it's like when I hear, like, attacks like this, like, you know, it's like the truth is always attacked and discredited. You know, Alex goes out and he's always attacked and discredited. So it's like I want people to realize that Islam is not, it's not like one of these, like, hocus-pocus religions, like you think Islam, so you think, like, Hindu or Buddhism or something like this. It's nothing like that whatsoever. It has strong ties to, like, the same things that Christians believe. And
yeah, very similar.
Jews believe, and I want people to understand that because there has been a lot of, attacks against Islam, and I want people to like understand like why do you think this is, you know?
Yeah, like, no, they always try to Islam been attacked, you know, like you said, Judaism and Christianity, and that those are basically, you know, one God religions, and you look at something like, you know, Buddhism, which is really all about inner enlightenment and nirvana and bringing yourself into that, and very New Agey in itself, and then, you know, Hinduism is the worship of many gods, you know, Vishnu, Shiva, and many others. So this is a multifaceted religion as well. And, you know, Islam does share more in common with both Christianity and Judaism than any other religions. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Forrest in California. Forrest, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Jason. I would like to talk about things we can do with this information that you and Alex present on a daily basis to save humanity in America. And
sure.
In other words, fighting the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
We all know about letting people know about fabled enemies and Endgame 9/11 Chronicles and the police state videos.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we can do is also believe without a doubt, have that infinite faith energy, just like if a baseball team is down 3-1 in a 7-game series, like have that faith, you know, because there's times where it may feel like we're down, but knowing without a doubt that we're going to win this thing. I mean, that's
the law of attraction.
About.
You know, right. I'm not big into the New Agey stuff or, you know, the movie or book out there is called The Secret, but the law of attraction is absolutely 110% real. And if you believe in something enough, and it's not just believing or saying it, you have to work towards it as well. You can't just have that belief, but you come at it with that positive attitude, with that can-do attitude, that never-say-die attitude, and then you actually put the efforts forth. You march forward. You do something. You act constructively. You don't just sit there and say, well, I thought about it. I'm pouting and whining. No, you have to come at it full force. You have to believe in yourself. You have to go in there with confidence. And like you said, we have to believe that we can make a difference and win, Forrest.
Yes, sir. And also, there's been scientific studies that have found that people who write down their personal goals are the ones who accomplish them. Now, so I believe that through just a prayer, just like writing down affirmatively that we have all saved America, and you and your team of hundreds of millions who have always remembered 9/11, I mean, y'all are the most patriotic Americans I could think of. I mean, all these bumper stickers, T-shirts that say "God bless America," "Peace on Earth," "Jesus loves you." I mean, y'all are like modern-day Christ figures. You and Lindsay Williams, Tex Williams, Jim Marr, Steve Quayle. I mean, y'all are like blessed peacemakers and sons of God.
Well, thank you, man. That's a great compliment. I thank you for the call, Forrest. And he makes a great point. You know, he also just said there another part of the law of attraction: the people that do often write down their goals. Well, in the film The Secret, they talk about this vision board, and you make this vision board, and it's been made fun of, and, you know, it's been on Oprah, and one of the shows I like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, has kind of poked fun at it. But it is true that when you envision something and you put it on paper and it's in your mind and you see it daily and you work towards it, you send out an energy force into the universe, and, you know, it may not be returned all the time, but you got a better shot at it being returned if you're working towards it. And I'm with this guy. You know, you've got to believe you can win. You've got to believe you've got to be confident in what you're doing. That's how you bring people in. Nobody wants to hear, well, you know, this is how it is in the new world. Oh, and they're going to chip in. And they're going to blow the economy. We're going to be in a camp. No one wants to hear that. You got to slow it down. Slow it down. First, you got to know what you're talking about. You got to say, hey, you know, look at the power structure. Has it really changed in the last couple hundred of years? Really? And you say, just look at the last 10 or 20 years. Look who's been in power in the United States openly. You mentioned the Bush and Clinton crime syndicate. And you say, you know, Bush family, I mean, there's a family right there. It's a dynasty. I mean, George H.W. Bush, he's the head of the CIA, then he's the vice president, then he's the president. He's a close advisor to Clinton. A lot of people don't know that, but Clinton and George H.W. Bush had a very close relationship back in Bush's days at the CIA and vice president while Clinton was in Arkansas as the governor. And then it goes from Clinton to Bush's son. Coincidence? I mean, is that a coincidence? And then you explain to them that the Bush... Well, where does the Bush family fortune come from? 9 times out of 10, people are going to go, well, that's easy. That's, you know, oil and weapons. Duh. It's oil and weapons, man. And you go, well, you know, they made some money in oil and weapons, but that's not how they made their fortune. Well, how'd they do it then? Well, actually, Prescott Bush, who was a senator in this country and the... current president, no longer current president, W's grandfather, George H.W.'s father. He was arrested under the Trading with the Enemies Act. What? What trading with it? What was he trading? Well, he was trading Nazi gold. He was running in Nazi money laundering from before the Nazis were in power, after the Nazis. I think 30s to 50s. I think it was like 35 to 52 through Averill Harriman Corporation and Union Banking. And then they took their little Nazi money and they invested in oil and weapons and they made money. Well, man, that's just crazy. And this Bush guy, the elder Bush, he's constantly calling for this New World Order. And him and Cheney, when Cheney was his Secretary of Defense, actually went before the United Nations and passed resolutions on this thing. Get out of here. And you just take it slow, you know. You got to be confident. You got to look somebody in the eye. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have a computer next to you either and being able to pull all this stuff up. It's the information age. You know, even your phone now gets internet. Pull it up through most of the newer phones. You can literally pull YouTube clips off the net through your G or 3G network or Edge network or whatever and show it to them right on the spot. And that's the way we can change things. Instant information. All right, let's go to Tom in New Jersey. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Jason. I'm not sure everybody's going to understand what I got to say, but it's got to be out there. The Illuminists have had their one world religion in place for quite a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
If you look to the Bible, the book is actually Judaism all throughout the book except for one writer who came after the Messiah, who didn't even know the Messiah. And this is Saul, who came from Tarsus. He is the Illuminist henchman, and he wrote 13 letters, and actually he added to John, letters of John and Peter. There's been a lot of information on the subject. If you guys want to go to Salt Operative on YouTube and watch my videos, that could be some helpful points of view.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to Caroline in Florida. Caroline, what's on your mind?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm calling in about the lady who called in earlier about people going out to bars.
Mm-hmm.
There are different types of bars, and it's just like coffee shops, some of them. There are very nice places, clubs to meet intellectuals, and these people don't tend to get drunk. I've never seen anyone stagger out.
Well,
of
I think that her problem
political
is that, you know,
talk
she's a, she's like
a,
she's probably like a college girl. And, you know, I see her point. She's talking about the people that are going out on the weekends and really just trying to get drunk or go to a club. You know, I by no means think that we should just end our social lives whatsoever. I think that we have to communicate on these in our social lives. And like you said, you know, there are coffee houses out there. You know, there are bars where, you know, people's intentions aren't just to get drunk. They're to sit down and have dinner or a drink with a friend. I don't think necessarily that we have to, you know, end our social lives. But I see her frustration in that, you know, my generation is very preoccupied with hitting the bar or, you know, going out. Oh, let's go do ecstasy and do this. And I think that's more of her point.
A very nice establishment once a week. And I do a big karaoke show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people there, they do have a lot of topics they talk about and politics. And they actually say that the singing, getting up and singing, is therapeutic for their depression, what's going on today. And I have seen this place, since I've been working for this particular establishment 3 years, has tripled in its customers because they come in, they sing, and then they sit and talk. And they have, and I walk around and get to talk to a lot and hear what they're talking about. And it's all about what's going on in the world. So I think it's better that they're there than at home, becoming more and more depressed and afraid.
Well, you know what? I would make this point, too. If they're just there to try to relieve themselves of some sort of depression, and I thank you for the call, then it really is just like 1984, where the proletariat are the only happy people because they're hitting the bars. And that's not what we need. Because, all right, you're discussing all these problems, and then you're kind of getting your fix, and you kind of forget about them. We need people to take action. Again, there's nothing wrong with going out and getting a drink. I mean, I used to do Tuesday night trivia almost every week on the run up to here. You know, Tuesday night isn't exactly the night to go out for drinks, and, you know, I can't say that I was going there to get bombed, but it was nice to hang out with a few of my friends and sit down and, you know, get your mind off this stuff and test yourself at a little Trivial Pursuit game. You're right. It releases the endorphins into the brain. You forget about things for a while, and everything's not so bad. The problem is that if you do that every night, or if that becomes the focus of your life, we're never going to get these problems fixed. People are never going to turn back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. People aren't going to understand how this government works and how we can actually combat these tyrants. So I do think that's a problem. Yeah, it's great. Everybody's happy and smiling. Well, you know, the people in Germany were happy and smiling up until the points where they came and rounded them up. You know, a lot of them thought, oh, you know, this Hitler character, he's getting a little bit out of control, but he'll never round us up and put us into camps. And then he did, and it was too late. All right, let's go to Paula in Texas. Paula, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say I agree with you were talking earlier about Martin Luther King marching in the streets, the people getting together for a cause and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a real good thing. I participated. Catherine Albrecht was here Tuesday night. We had a rally in San Marcos, Texas,
mm-hmm.
to reverse the law that they require mandatory microchipping in pets, okay? But it was
Hold it right there for a second, because I just want to point this out. I was driving down South Lamar yesterday going to the dentist, and literally on the side of this pet care thing, there was a big sign that said, March Microchip Madness for your pets. It was March Microchip Madness. I mean, they are hyping this up, and there was a story in the paper, I think it was off of MSNBC earlier in the week, where a family had their pet chipped. Now, it was one of the earlier chips, so it didn't have the GPS system in it, but had their pet chipped. This family lost their dog, had moved three separate times. The dog showed up states over from where they had lost it, and 9 years later, they got their dog back. So, oh, isn't that, even your pet gets lost, 9 years later, you can get it back. They make it sound extremely reasonable, but now they want to have it mandatory in your pets. Continue.
Right. And I saw those stories, too. When I went to the Internet, to YouTube, to look about microchipping your pet, they had that story that you're talking about right there and mm-hmm. others. They had somebody who'd lost their cat, and it was returned in 6 months and all this kind of stuff. But the whole thing is, yeah, we have to be aware that they're always going to play to our heart. And this whole thing is about control, because if they control the pets, they're, by virtue of that, controlling the owners, too. I mean, but people don't see that. And also, it is proven that microchips do indeed cause cancer tumors where it's inserted.
Mm-hmm.
And so
absolutely. In 2005, that came out. I mean, they did tests on rats and mice, and they got cancer. But that's okay.
Yeah,
they don't want to publicize that, because they want to make it sound like it's delicious and nutritious and it's the next step. I mean, we have the former head of Sega now saying that his next game developments are going to involve microchips.
Well, I hate to say it. I will do anything I can to help stop the chipping movement, because I do believe it's a slippery slope. I think that they're going to brainwash people, and they're going to show
I think that if we get that far, forget about slippery slope. We've slipped, broke our neck, and we don't have an arm left. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, Infowars.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
So, kids, what did we learn today on the Alex Jones Show? Well, 4 hours of news. We learned that, climate change, this crisis can't go to waste, says Hillary Clinton. We learned that the economy is only going to worsen and continues to worsen. GM needs $3.5 billion more dollars. We just lost another 650,000-plus jobs this month. We know that gold is up. We know that they're putting, separate types of bird flu in the bird flu vaccinations. Utterly delicious, you know. It's just great times all around. And I want to remind everybody, if you like my little sense of humor here or my sarcastic mode, I will be on 9 to 12 midnight tonight and every weeknight, Monday through Friday, the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. My blog line will be up by Monday. I'll be doing 2 or 3 stories a week from there. And, of course, I'll be sitting in for Alex whenever he needs a break to take some downtime with his family. Again, there's nothing wrong with a little downtime. Nothing wrong with a little Barsky and Hutch. But when you're like, you know what, the people are so happy when they come to the bar and they sing, and it just really, it's just so great. Well, that's not the best thing ever, because, yeah, they talk about the issues, but do they do anything about the issues? It's great to communicate with each other, but how do we take the next step? You know, first we have to inform one another, then we have to activate. So we got a few more callers. Let's see who we can get through. Let's go to Zachary in Hawaii. Zachary, what's on your mind? Zachary, with us? All right, I guess Zach dropped. Let's go to Pam in Wisconsin. Pam, are you there?
This is Pam Johnson calling. How are you today?
Good.
Okay. I've emailed Alex Jones and corresponded with you, and I've also met with the percentage. I'm about to meet with Ron Paul at the Campaign for Liberty Conference end of March. I know all three of you have messaged about the fact that Jesus Christ Yahweh is in the world right now, and he has a cure for AIDS, cancer, or hepatitis. Herpes, all the diseases that were created by the fallen evil angels, the fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
His sites are Michelle Nye on YouTube. His archived documents are www.holyconspiracy.com. My site is Peace Now White Dove at myspace.com and also on YouTube.
All right, thank you so much, Pam. Let's jump to Don in Alabama. I got all these callers. You're going to plug 4 websites. You know, I got the last couple minutes. Got to go to somebody else. Let's go to Don in Alabama. Don, what's on your mind? I got like 90 seconds for you.
Jason, glad you're back.
Thank you, man.
I'm an old man, so I won't be able to listen to you at night, but I'll try to get you on podcast.
Sounds good.
Hey, listen, I just want to encourage everybody. I've been to 3 places today here in Alabama, and people are ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing thing what the conversation was about, mainly about the economy. But when you step in boldly enough and you start ripping what's really going on, it's amazing how people perk up and come over and start listening and start asking questions. And then you can point to your Liberty sources, InfoWars or whatever, where people can get the truth. But we are being totally lied to. The fraud is unbelievable. We've got a bunch of lying hypocrites. And if people don't make an effort to step this thing up, we're going to be hurt one way or the other, but we don't have to be hurt all the way. We need to step up the game. We need to tell our neighbors. We need to tell our friends. We need to tell our storekeepers, everybody, policemen, firemen, whoever. It truly is a red alert. And, folks, it's coming quicker than you think.
Don, I love the attitude, and I couldn't agree more. It's time to be human beings again. It's time to reach out to the ones you care about, the ones you love, your neighbors, your friends, your family. I mean, if you're not going to tell them, who is? Yeah, this information's uncomfortable. It's tough to deal with. But guess what? It's real. It's reality. It's what's really happening. So if you want to defend yourself again, you want to save others, you want to save humanity, spread the word. It's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll be back 9 to midnight. Retransmission begins in 30 seconds only at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.